High school football starts now. Brought to you by Platte River Radio Sports.
Two teams, Minden and Norfolk Catholic. Two undefeated records. One goal, to play in Lincoln.
Out of the double wing, Bloom in motion from left to right. And they'll go with an inside trap play this time. And there's Cremosta with some room to the left corner. 40, 35. He steps out of a tackle and he's gone. Touchdown, Ryan Cremosta. The first play of the second quarter puts Minden up 13-0.
This evening, the C1 semifinals take center stage as the Minden Whippets look to dethrone the Norfolk Catholic Knights on their incredible C1 run.
Back to pass again, Kissinger. He's going to float it out here for Bloom. Caught at the 35, 30, gone. Breaks the tackle, looks back at everybody. There's 21 men behind him, and that means there's nobody ahead of him. Second touchdown reception for Carson Bloom.
It's the Minden Whippets, the Norfolk Catholic Knights, and it's on the Breeze 94.5. We'll take you to the field for the play-by-play of tonight's game. Here's Mike Will.
Henry Plunson, good afternoon. Welcome to Memorial Field. We're in Norfolk here this afternoon for the Class C1 state semifinals. Here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The Knights out of Norfolk Catholic, the defending state champions in Class C1. They have won 24 straight ball games, taking on the upset of Minden from Minden High School, the Whippets from Minden. As we call the play-by-play for you this afternoon from Norfolk. I'm Mike Will. We call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Tyson Ervronik is going to join us alongside. And Tyson, good matchup here in Class C1 this afternoon, but a big, big task for the Whippets to come out of here on top this afternoon.
Well, I'm going to start the broadcast by using the old cliche, Mike, that defenses win championships. And if that is true, we are in for a classic one here this evening, as really on the defensive side of the ball, you're looking at a Minden team. They allow 102 points so far on the season. Norfolk Catholic, 107 points on the season. You look at this entire season, Norfolk Catholic has held 7 opponents, Mike, to 8 points or less, and Minden, 4 opponents to 7 points or less, and they've also got 3 shutouts on the season. So, really, both offenses may struggle to find the end zone here this afternoon, and I think whatever offense finds the end zone the most, that's going to be the team that has success.
Obviously, the offense has put some numbers on the scoreboard, as well as Minden is averaging 37.8 points per ball game. Norfolk Catholic comes in averaging 37.2 points per ball game. So it's Norfolk Catholic and Minden. The winner will move on to the Class C state championship ball game. It'll be played 1 week from today at 10:15 down at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. They'll play the winner of the ball game going on tonight between Wahoo and Platteview. We are listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here this afternoon on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, New Tech Seed, your yield leader. We'll come back and talk with the coaches here this afternoon. They get set for the semifinal matchup. We'll check in with Jeff Beller, the head coach in Norfolk Catholic, and then swing over to a minute and talk with Sam Dunn as our New Tech Seeds pregame show continues after this.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on the Breeze 94.5 FM as we get ready for the state semifinals this afternoon in Class C1. Minden, first time in a long time. None of these kids were around, but at Norfolk Catholic, it is what they do every year, and we are pleased to be joined by head coach Jeff Beller, who has all kinds of duties. Coach, you're not just the coach. You have to do the AD. You're the principal. When it's this time of the season, how do you get all those duties done?
Well, it makes for some long days, but obviously I've been doing this quite a while, so it's okay. It's a great system to work for, and I've been an administrator here for quite a few years and then the head football coach, so it seemed to work.
Coach, what do you say to the folks that believed, and I'm sure there's a lot of people right there in Norfolk that believe, the state championship was played last week?
Well, you know, there has been some people that have said that, and I don't think that's a fair statement to the other teams that are left. We told our kids, we said, hey, this is two very good football teams playing when we played Pierce, but we said it's not a fair statement to say that it's the championship game, because that's not fair to Minden, it's not fair to Wahoo, and not fair to Platteview. So with that in mind, we've talked to our kids about it and said, obviously, Minden doesn't really care about the Pierce-Norfolk Catholic rivalry, which is very good. It's a tremendous football game, but again, it doesn't bother them. They took care of their business, and now they're to this game. So that would be a definite mistake on our part to think that way.
Jeff Beller, head coach at Norfolk Catholic, is joining us here. How do you think your team has looked in practice this week?
Well, you know, we've had a good week of practice. As we visited earlier, we went through week 7 and 8 in the last games of the regular season when really we had a hard rash of injuries occur and really changed our team, the dynamic of our team, where we were really pretty high-powered early in the season to kind of struggling to put points on the board, but always still playing pretty good defense. And I think we showed some signs of getting some things back. The Pierce game, which they're tremendous defensively and hard to move the football on regardless, but things have gotten a little better, and we've had a nice week of practice.
Jeff, how big of an advantage, because you guys obviously now have done this enough, and you, every once in a while, especially when you come down, if it's not St. Cecilia that you've played, whoever you usually get out of this portion of the state is not a perennial power. How big of an advantage is that to be there time after time after time when you take on somebody like Minden that this is a first time?
Well, I think there's a couple ways to look at that. We've told our kids that they should be relaxed and be able to play good football. They've been in this situation before. Probably the positive thing for Minden, if I was Coach Dunn and coaching there, I'd be telling our kids, get excited about this. We're here now. We're making our presence known in the semifinal. And you don't ever want that to get old and just think it's going to happen. And that's what we have to guard against. But I told our kids last night in practice, I said, you know, there's a couple positive things we have going. We're getting to play at home in a semifinal game, and I think it's always nice to hit those playoff games where you can be at home. You're just a little more comfortable on your own field.
How has Jordan come along this season? I've heard nothing but good things, obviously, and what's it like coaching him?
Well, you know, I was probably concerned a great amount a year ago with Jordan going as a sophomore. You know, typically we don't start a lot of sophomore quarterbacks, and we thought he brought the most to the table a year ago, and we ended up winning 13 games, and we had a tremendous supporting cast around him. He's had to take on a little more this year in terms of doing things for us, but I think he's handled that well, and we still have very good receivers and good backs, so it's not a load just on our quarterback. But he's a good student of the game. You know, he listens well, and he's tried to learn a lot at home, and as we've talked about little things to do and not to do, and I think he's improving all the time, so he's been a good player for us.
He can throw the ball, and that has to be a luxury. We know that you love to run the football, but he can throw the ball, and it seemed to be the games I've watched from Minden that maybe that would be one of their weaknesses. Is that how you see it?
Well, you know, we've been just obviously impressed with Minden. Now, not playing, there's a lot of things you learn when you get on the field, but they seem to run the ball very effectively, and if they needed to throw it at times, I think they've been able to. So, you know, we're looking for just a well-rounded game from them and think it's just going to be a great challenge for us. But, you know, again, I think a lot of things will be learned as you get into a game. When you face somebody a long ways away and you don't play, you really have no background to look back on and say, they did this to us in the past or we did that to them. It's just going to be a great experience. Coach Dunn and I are good friends. We've been on the Nebraska Coaching Association board, and I'm very proud of what Sam's done, and I just think it's going to be a great football game.
Does that help?
Oh, I think it helps in terms of, you know, we have a relationship, and yet our programs are kind of ending up in this situation, in this game. But I think it'll just be a great high school football game. I'm sure they're going to be well prepared. We think our kids have had a good week, and we're ready to go.
A couple more seconds here with the head coach at Norfolk Catholic, Jeff Beller, on our new Tech Seed pregame show. Since you haven't been able to watch him play from a film standpoint, you probably know that they have some speed, but how fast are they? They run two different types of offense. They can line up in that double wing, or they can throw the ball. Of all that you've seen, what is your biggest concern?
Well, I think you kind of hit it right on the head. The one thing you can never judge from film evaluation is speed of players. And every coach I've talked to told me how fast they are. So obviously that has us concerned that they can get out and run. And you also called just what we saw. We see a power-type offense, and then maybe two downs later, they got four wides, and they're dropping back and put, throwing throwing the football all over. So really a Converse and Styles there and what they do with their own team. But I think it all has me worried, obviously. Anytime you face speed, we can run pretty well. So I don't know that Minden will be a lot faster than us or will be a lot faster than them. I just think both teams have pretty good team speed. I think it will be a fundamental football game, and obviously I'm concerned with everything they do. Defensively, they really crowd the line of scrimmage, which can cause anyone some issues. So it'll be a real challenge for us today.
And Jeff, for the fans that can't make the trip and are listening on the radio or on the web today, they know the mystique of Norfolk Catholic. They might not necessarily know the kids. We talked about Jordan. Give me a couple of kids. If we hear their name a lot today, that means good things for the Knights.
Well, Luke Lyons is a tremendous receiver, and Luke does a lot for us in terms of touching the ball. We've got to get him the football and hope that he can make plays. We do have quite a few backs that we'll utilize, so you may not see one go. I don't know that we've been over 100 yards rushing with one individual back all year, but we use five or six of them, so we'll use quite a few backs. We are good in the kicking game. You'll hear Drew Farley's name, and it's not a stretch if we go in and try to kick 50-yard field goals. We believe we can hit those, and so he's a weapon for us, and we will use him.
Well, Jeff, we appreciate you giving us some time here on game day as you get ready for Minden, and look forward to a good football game. Thanks for the time.
You bet. Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Norfolk Catholic Knights and Jeff Beller, and we'll be back to talk to Sam Dunn right after this. Time out.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on The Breeze 94.5 for a little afternoon football from Norfolk as the Knights of Norfolk Catholic welcome in the Minden Whippets. And again, we get a chance to catch up with the head coach of the Whippets, Sam Dunn, on the pregame show. And Sam, when this all got started, I guess this is where the path had hoped to get to this football game, as everybody figured taking on either the Norfolk Catholic Knights or Pierce, whoever come out of that football game. And Norfolk Catholic survived a scary first-round game and now seems to be, even if they're not healthy, they're rolling over everybody. But on the other side, so have you.
Yeah, we knew when we took a look at the brackets that there'd be to get to the finals, it's going to take some health. You're going to have some luck and stay healthy. And then, you're going to have to get some good football teams and beat some good football teams. And so, we're going to match up against one of the best in C1, and so our kids are excited to go to get it on and get going against Norfolk Catholic.
Well, you're playing another one of those dynasties up there. So how much of this is a mental aspect to get over that hurdle?
Well, being clear up in Northeast Nebraska, and we know of their reputation and tradition. We haven't played Norfolk Catholic before, so. I think our kids are going in with a good frame of mind, and know that we have to play well, that we have to limit our mistakes, and that we have to execute both offensively and defensively. And you know what? If you go out there and give it all you have, and leave everything on the field, good things will happen.
Sam, are you and the coaching staff playing up the underdog role, using that role, because everybody in the state, probably right there in the community as well, somebody has to be an underdog. It is Minden. So how are you handling that?
Yeah, that's sort of different, just for the fact that we've kind of been the favorite all year until now, and so I think our kids are aware of that, and I think as coaches we're aware of that. But as far as changing any game plan or anything, or trying to prepare our kids, mentally about not being the favorite, I don't think we've taken that approach. We've gone about things just like we do each week for every game, trying to cover all areas and not leave any stones unturned, and make sure that we're ready for what Norfolk Catholic has.
Sam Dunn, the head football coach of the Minden Whippets, joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Sam, obviously you talked about getting some breaks, getting some turnovers. Your team is forcing those. You did a lot of things that messed up Gothenburg. For as good as a football team as they were, 5 turnovers, something like 11 penalties that were on them in this football game. Talk about being able, I guess, to force some turnovers and make teams do what they don't want to.
Yeah, you know, we're fortunate enough to control Gothenburg's running game a little bit. I wouldn't say that we necessarily stopped it. They've got a real good veer attack, and they were able to cram it down our throat the first quarter, and then we got some big stops in the second, and got a huge turnover on a blitz play. And then, you know, it seemed like then Gothenburg played into our hand where they had to pass, and I'm not real sure that was their strength of their offense. And so, you know, Carson Bloom came up with a couple of big picks, and, you know, we got a couple of other turnovers, and were able to convert on that. So, you know, anytime you get that advantage, that lead, it sort of puts the other team in panic mode, and I think that's kind of what they played into with us there.
Sam, we take a look at Norfolk Catholic. Let's break them down a little bit here. They revolve around the coach's boy in Jordan Beller. He is a pretty good passer, 60% on the season, and second leading rusher on this team, a team that doesn't have a 1,000-yard rusher because, well, probably a couple of reasons. They got enough kids to run it. They crush everybody, so you don't have to keep them in until the fourth quarter. But your thoughts on their quarterback?
Very, very good athlete. You know, probably one of the best quarterbacks we've seen thus far. You know, he's disciplined. He gets the ball right where the receivers need it. He's got a chance to run the ball anytime that he's back there. So, you know, you got to at least be aware of that with your linebackers, and so maybe don't drop near as deep into pass coverage as we normally would. But yeah, he's a very fine athlete, and we're going to hope that our front four is able to get on him, give him a little bit of pressure, and kind of rush him into throwing the ball, and hopefully we can come up with some turnovers.
They got some beasts on defense. You look at these tackle points, and it's amazing. What impresses you about them?
Their speed, their pursuit to the ball. You know, we watch film all week on them, and you know, as a coaches, we just sit there and look and say, wow, they got two guys here at the ball and four guys coming to it. They're extremely fast, be the fastest team that we've played this year defensively. So, very sound tacklers. They don't miss many tackles. They mix some things up for you, show you an even front, a little bit of odd front every once in a while, or at least slid down, and different coverages. So it'll be a good challenge.
Sam Dunn with us for another minute here on the pregame show. A couple of things, I guess. You talk about their speed. That's what every opposing coach that we've covered you with this year has been concerned about. Your team is speed. You can still run that double wing. You can still spread it out. What do you think is going to work against Norfolk Catholic, or what do you think has a better chance of working against the Knights?
Well, you know, we're gonna fish around a little bit that first quarter, see how they're going to line up against some of our sets, and see what they'll give us. You know, obviously our goal is to get the ball into the hand of Carson or Jared or Ryan Cremosta, and you know, if it requires us to throw the ball into the flats or down the field, you know, we'll take either of that to try to get in the hands of our playmakers.
And if you were concerned about one thing, I guess I'll have to ask it this way. The one thing that we have seen, and you have played so many teams that want to line up and run it, so that's part of it. But the secondary every once in a while turns around and there's an open guy running behind him. You really haven't had anybody that's been able to catch you on that or exploit it. They just haven't hooked up. I don't think Beller is probably going to miss those kind of guys. Is that a concern?
That's always a concern. You know, breakdown of your secondary, it's always a concern that maybe you're not going to get enough pressure on the quarterback, or you have, you know, and that's the thing that we've talked to our kids about this week. Just make sure that we execute. They're going to show us 15, 20 different sets, we would guess. And you know, if we're in question, just let's get a timeout. Let's make sure that we have these things covered you know, make sure that we're locked in, focused, and hopefully it'll take care of itself.
Sam, finally, I've asked all the coaches this question here as the week progresses. Lincoln is there. You can use that as motivation, but you don't want it to be a distraction. How are you handling one win away from Memorial Stadium with these high school kids?
Well, you know, to be quite honest with you, Doug, we've gone about the same thing this week. We haven't, you know, we mentioned it last week after the Gothenburg game, but to be quite honest with you, our goal is to play Norfolk Catholic, get up there and play as well as we can, and hopefully come out with a win, and we'll take that next week. We'll take that in stride if that's where we're at with that. The kids are a very motivated group of kids and very talented, and you know, I'm sure we'll play hard.
Well, it's been a heck of a fall sports season for all the kids there at Minden, guys and gals, and let's see if we can extend it one more week. Sam, best of luck.
Thanks a lot, Doug. I appreciate it.
That is Sam Dunn, the head football coach of the Minden Whippets, and we will be back on the New Tech Seed pregame show to look at the starting lineups right after this on The Breeze 94.5.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
The Breeze 94.5.
Mike Wilcox and Ronick back here at Memorial Field. We're in Norfolk this afternoon. The Class C1 state semifinals today on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. So Minden just completed their first undefeated season since 1952. The Whippets finished 11-0 this year. They have moved on to the state playoffs. They won the first playoff game back a couple of weeks ago in the opening round of this Class C1 event as they knocked off Central City by the score of 49-7. That was their first playoff win since 1985, and now the Whippets looking to move on to the state championship ball game down in Memorial Stadium in Lincoln next week. They're looking for their first state championship since 1977 when they won the Class B state final. So, Tyson, it's going to be a huge mountain here this afternoon. Yeah, Minden is going to be the underdogs in this ball game. They're facing a team that won the state championship a year ago. They finished 13-0 last year. They won their 7th state championship a year ago, and Norfolk Catholic has their eyes on the state title here again in 2011.
Well, Mike, you mentioned it's going to be a mountain for the Minden Whippets to climb, and it's rarely that you see an undefeated team as the underdog, but look, I mean, you mentioned it, what Norfolk Catholic has been able to do, riding a 24-game winning streak. Haven't lost since they played St. Cecilia 2 years ago in the state title game, back when St. Cecilia was a Class C1 team. So Norfolk Catholic, they have a history of success. They are a perennial powerhouse in Class C1. And yes, Minden, I mean, this obviously being their first game in the semifinals, it's kind of like a kid on Christmas atmosphere, if you will, for Sam Dunn's kids, because they can taste Lincoln, they can see Lincoln in the horizon, and they need an extra push to get them there. But right now, standing in their way, Norfolk Catholic Knights.
And Jeff Beller, the guy you just heard from, the head coach at Norfolk Catholic, been up here a long, long time. He has won 60 titles himself. His career record here at Norfolk Catholic, 287-53. They know how to win here in Norfolk, but they face a team in Minden that has had a successful season here this year. They have steamrolled throughout much of their competition throughout the year. Minden opening up the state playoffs with a 49-7 win over Central City. Moved on to play Boone Central. Beat Boone Central by a score of 21-12. And then Minden ousting Gothenburg a week ago by a score of 35-6. The Knights of Norfolk Catholic, they had a scare in the opening round. They're the number one seed here in Class C1. They beat the number 16 seed Battle Creek 6-0 in the opening round and got things together and knocked off Shadron in the second round by a score of 35-13. And they're coming off of a win over Pierce last Tuesday night, what many called maybe the state championship game of Class C1. Norfolk Catholic beating Pierce last week by a score of 22-10. But yeah, they're going to have a ball game here this afternoon. I think the Whippets will be fired up for this ball game. They'll play a good contest here this afternoon.
Well, I mean, you take a look at the Norfolk Catholic Knights, and you got to think that that first matchup against the 16th seed Battle Creek might have woken them up a little bit, might have made them realize, hey, you know, this is playoff football. We've done this before. We've just got to execute. Maybe came out a little bit flat in that first round game. So if they come out flat here, thinking that they've already played at the Class C1 championship, look for Minden to take advantage.
We're at Memorial Field in Norfolk here this afternoon for the Class C1 semifinal ball game. Again, the other game will be going on tonight at 7 o'clock. That will be played in Platteview between Wahoo and Platteview, and the two winners will play at 10:15 for the state championship next Tuesday down at Memorial Stadium. You're starting a lot for Minden here this afternoon. Derek Kissinger is the starting quarterback, a 190-pound senior. He has thrown for 1,332 yards and 17 touchdowns this season for the Whippets. It'll be Jarrett Spear in the backfield. Spear, a 180-pound senior, he's rushed for 1,003 yards so far this year. Jack Rafferty will be the other running back, the fullback, 175-pound senior. John Bart will be the tight end. Also see Carson Bloom in the backfield for Minden. Also Christian Schwenke will be the other tight end. And across the front for the Minden Whippets, you'll see Parker Harris at center. Also Sam Feist will be at offensive guard. Trevor Keene will be the other guard. Mitch Mueller will be an offensive tackle. And Jeremy Johnson will be an offensive tackle for Sam Dunn in the Minden Whippets. Minden on defense this afternoon will go with four down linemen, at least most of the day today. It'll be Christian Schwenke, Jeremy Johnson, Mitch Mueller, and Derek Kissinger across the front. The linebackers for Minden will be Quinn Rutt, also John Barton, Jake Rafferty, and also Ryan Cremosta. And on the defensive secondary for the Whippets, you'll see Isaac Carlson, Carson Bloom, and Jared Spear. For the Norfolk Catholic Knights here this afternoon, at quarterback will be the coach's son, and we talked about him during the pregame show, Jordan Beller. Beller is 6 foot, 160 and a junior. He has rushed for 507 yards so far this year. He has passed for 1,306 yards, 9 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Nick Arlt will be your running back there for Norfolk Catholic, and Jordan Malasek will be your other running back in there for the Knights. Connor Ketter will be your tight end. The other split end will be Luke Lyons with Ryan Nakitz, a wing back. And across the front for Norfolk Catholic, you'll have Vollmer, also Raymakers, Obermiller, Gerard, and also McCarthy for Norfolk Catholic. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back right after this.
Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we gave you the starting lines for Minden. Now the defense for Norfolk Catholic. Connor Ketter will be one of the down linemen. You'll see a Vollmer and also Overmiller and also a Hopper up front there for the Knights. The linebackers for Norfolk Catholic will be Luke Smith, also Kyle Schaefer, Jack Schulte, and also a Nate Funk in the defensive secondary. For the Knights, it'll be Luke Lyons, Brandon Becker, and also Jordan Beller. You're listening to the New Tech Seed's pregame show here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, New Tech Seed, your yield leader. We'll give you the game time temperature at 4 o'clock here this afternoon. The temp is going to be 49 degrees. Winds will be out of the northwest at 22 miles per hour. Today's game time and temperature is brought to you by Big G Ace Hardware of Hastings, the original Sun Heat infrared heaters. Yes, it's that time of the year again when the temperature falls and your heating costs keep going up. Slice your heating costs with the original Sun Heat infrared heater from Big G Ace Hardware in Hastings. Sun Heat provides soft, safe, comfortable heat for many areas of your home and features the made in Nebraska wood cabinet. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the original Sun Heat at Big G Ace Hardware, North Highway 281. In Hastings. Norfolk Catholic going to be dressed in their red uniforms here this afternoon. Their red football pants, their red tops, their red football helmets. It'll be Minden dressed in their visiting uniforms. They'll be in their purple pants this afternoon. Their white tops trimmed and lettered in the purple with their silver football helmets. As we get set to go, the Class C1 state semifinals today on the Breeze. Minden is going to get the football first. I think Norfolk Catholic was the team that won the toss. They deferred to the second half. So Minden will get their hands on the football first. I think, Tyson, it's going to be a key for Minden to establish things early, maybe try to get on the scoreboard and get some doubt in the minds of Norfolk Catholic here this afternoon.
Well, and also, Mike, you want to put together some long drives. We have heard about this game. It was being previewed all day long and talking about how they were not thinking that Minden was going to be able to drive down the field on Norfolk Catholic. They've got to be able to win that time of possession battle, Mike. I think that's going to be really crucial as we move forward here as we get set to kick off.
All right, it'll be Norfolk Catholic kicking the ball off. It'll be Drew Farley. Into the football here for Norfolk Catholic, and Minden will have three guys back deep here to start off this football game. Here comes the run up and a boot. It's going to be an end-over-end kick. It's going to sail into the end zone. It's going to be down right there. Receiving the ball back there was a Jared Spear for the Minden Whippets, but he's about halfway back through the end zone. It'll be Minden starting this drive. First down and 10 of their own 20-yard line. As you heard in the pregame show, the Whippets can maybe line up in the power set here with the double wing formation, or they could go with four wide here this afternoon and cash in on the arm of Derek Kissinger, their quarterback. They will start off here in a spread set with wide receivers to the left and to the right. Their quarterback drops back. He's under pressure, rolls to his right side, and now unloads it in the center field. It's going to be incomplete. incomplete, trying to get the ball into the center of the field out there. A dangerous place for Tyson to throw the football, especially when you're under pressure. They were double covered back there, and it's an incomplete pass, second down and 10. So it's going to bring up a second down and 10 situation from the 20-yard line. Barry Kissinger is your quarterback for Minden, a 190-pound senior. He'll call the plays here at the line of scrimmage. It'll be Minden moving from our right to our left here in quarter number one. He's got the ball, throws it out here. It's going to be caught. Hit once and down it goes. A loss in the play back here to about the 18-yard line. They swing the ball out to Rafferty, and he is knocked down in the play there by a Norfolk Catholic. That's Michael Overmiller getting in there for the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. A loss of a couple of yards in the play. Pushes the ball back to the 18-yard line. Third down and 12 yards to go. Minden with the ball just underway here in the Class C1 state semifinal ball game from Norfolk here this afternoon. Whip us on a third down and 12 situation from their own 18-yard line. The quarterback again is at Derry Kissinger. Drops back. He's got time. His pass across the middle is caught. 25, 30, 35. Out to the 40-yard line. Out to the 43. They get the ball right into the center of the field. Right there is a crossing pattern as they get the ball to Landon Lemke. Lemke, a junior in there for Minden. He was one of those four wide receivers. He caught that ball right across the middle. A nice run after the catch here as he brings the ball to the 44-yard line. That is a first down for the Whippets. So Minden with the ball, first down and 10 from their own 44-yard line. Here's a handoff now to a Spear trying to sweep right side, and he's going to come right at the line of scrimmage. Spear trying to get to the right side, and he is knocked down in the play. Tackle is made in there by Kyle Schaefer, the linebacker, 5'10", 190-pound junior. He is one of the leading tacklers. In fact, he is the leading tackler for Norfolk Catholic. Coming to this football game this afternoon, he's got 94 stops. Gets one right there. No gain on the play by Jared Spear. Second down, 10 yards to go. Minden with the ball on their own 44-yard line. Kissinger sets up a little screen. It's coming incomplete. Trying to get the ball into the center of the field to Rafferty. That baby was blown up there by Michael Overmiller of Norfolk Catholic. And Kissinger very close to having that baby intercepted on the play. As Norfolk Catholic all over the intended receiver there and Rafferty for Minden. It's going to be a Whippets ball here, and it's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down, 10 yards to go. The Whippets go with the quick set offense here. A double wing set, play action pass. Kissinger wants to throw. Throws one across the middle. It's going to be caught and dropped. Here at the 49-yard line, trying to get the ball to John Barton, the tight end. Had it in his hands. He drops it at the 49-yard line. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation. Now, wait a minute. We got a penalty flag back up field. It's going to be a holding call here on the Whippets. So the incomplete pass will be taken off of the board, and Norfolk, I think, is going to accept his penalty and push the Whippets back a little bit. It's going to be declined. It's going to be declined here, so it's going to bring up a fourth down. So Minden able to get at least one first down out of the thing, but now Norfolk Catholic will get the ball as Minden will have to punt the ball away. About the midfield stripe here, it's fourth down and 10 for their own 44. 10.5 minutes to play here in quarter number one. No score between Minden and the Norfolk Catholic here this afternoon. Minden will punt. He'll stand right at the 30-yard line. That's Rafferty in the ball game. They'll punt it away. Angles to the right side. He'll signal for a fair catch, and it's going to be picked up here at the 28 and returned to about the 31-yard line. It was Luke Lyons dangerously picks that baby up for a Norfolk Catholic. They initially signaled a fair catch over there. Now a penalty flag does go down. I think Norfolk Catholic should be penalized. It was the other man who signaled for the fair catch, but then Lyons picked it up on the hop and brought it out to about the 31. I don't think you can do that.
And it could have been one of those situations where the other player didn't realize that he signaled for the fair catch, simply looking for the ball. Really, as you said, dangerous idea to pick up that football. Two Minden punt coverage closing in, and Norfolk Catholic ends up picking it up here, and I believe they will be penalized for this. Their refs are sorting it out.
Our coverage of the 2011 State High School Football Playoffs presented in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. And also by Misco Sports. Misco Sports in Kearney. Misco's has been keeping us better equipped for the games we play for years now. Go see them on the bricks in downtown Kearney. Get your game on at Misco's. So the penalty is going to be marched off here on Norfolk Catholic. They're going to move the ball back here to the 24-yard line. So the Knights will come out their first offensive possession this afternoon. Now watch their quarterback. He's a dandy. Jordan Beller, 6 foot, 160-pound junior. He has rushed for 507 yards. He has thrown for 1,306 yards, 9 touchdowns so far this season. A potent offensive attack here. They average close to 40 points per ball game. They've blown out most of their opponents. there this season. Now Beller sprints out right side. He throws. The ball is going to be caught. 32, 33, 34 yard line. Ball is caught there by Luke Lyons as he brings the ball up to the 34. Tackle is made in there by Isaac Carlton, the defensive back for Minden. So a pickup of about 9 yards on the play there. Jordan Beller goes to Luke Lyons, a completed pass. Pickup of 9 is second down and 1. The ball pushed out to the 33-yard line. 9:58 to play here in the first quarter. We're at Memorial Field here in Norfolk this afternoon. Wide receivers puts out wide to the left side, back to the I formation. Hand off. They're going to get the ball to Velasek. He goes off of the left side, and he brings the ball to about the 35. Going to have enough for a first down. He only needed about a yard or so. They brings the ball between the 34 and the 35. They're going to call it a first down. They will move the stakes. It's the first down of the ball game for Norfolk Catholic. The Knights come in here. They are averaging 247 yards on the ground so far this year, 122 through the air for 369 yards of total offense. The Minden defense yields 107 yards on the ground, 87 yards passing, 194.1 yards per ball game. The Minden defense has been exceptional so far this year. Head coach Sam Dunn. Here's a pitch player. It's going to be knocked down in the backfield there. Busting through there is a Rafferty for a Minden as he knocks down Jordan Malachek back there for Norfolk Catholic. A great play there by the Minden defense. A loss back here to the 30-yard line. A loss of 5 yards, second down and 15.
And not a surprise, Mike Rafferty, the leading tackler on the Minden Whippets defense, comes up with a big play there. Just busts through the offensive line and stops Minden there for a 4-yard loss.
Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side now. Two tight ends. Backs in the offset eye behind Jordan Beller. And second down and 15 yards to go. Play action pass. Beller's under pressure. He rolls to the left side. He unloads it. It's incomplete. Again, tremendous pressure there by the Whippets. Rafferty in there again for Minden. Also getting through there for the Whippets. Applying the pressure was Trevor Keene, a senior linebacker for the Whippets. So Minden able to get some pressure now on Jordan Beller. That's going to be key here this afternoon. As Beller goes down, he throws the incomplete pass to the far sideline. Now Norfolk Catholic is looking at third down. Third down and 15 yards to go in this Class C1 state semifinal ball game from Norfolk. No score. We got 8 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Norfolk now from the shotgun set. Beller grabs the ball, backs up, pumps one, throws it down the left sideline. He's got a man. He catches it at the 48-yard line and out of bounds. Luke Lyons catches the ball there on the Minden secondary, and he goes out of bounds to the far sideline right in front of Carson Bloom. And if there's a weak point in this Minden defense, it has to be their secondary. They've given up some yards this year. That time they took it to the far sideline. Makes a nice catch in the ball down there at the 48, advances the ball to the 45 and a first down for Norfolk Catholic.
Yeah, and we heard in the pregame show they were going to be looking to get the ball to Luke Lyons. He's the playmaker on this offense. A double move there, gets behind the secondary. A big, big first down for the Knights.
First down, 10 yards to go. The Knights on their opening possession with the ball now to 45. And then here's a running play to get it to about the 44. Rafferty again, in on the stop there. That's Nick Arlt with the ball. Nick Arlt, a 6-foot, 165-pound junior running back. He has rushed for 783 yards and 10 touchdowns so far this season for the Knights, so they've got another a little 1-2 combination back there in the backfield. Nick Arlt is knocked down on the play, no gain on the play. Second down and 10 yards to go. This Minden defense has been tough to run on all season long. Second down and 10 yards to go, 8:06 to play here in the first quarter. There's a play-action pass. The pass can be intercepted. Intercepted by Rafferty of the Minden Whippets. He returns the ball to the 42-yard line. That was thrown right in his hands. Rafferty picks it off here for the Minden defense. He is tackled on the play here by Connor Ketter, I think, who is the intended receiver. But a big turnover there. Minden has the ball. Justin Norfolk Catholic was trying to make a run toward their goal line.
Norfolk Catholic gaining some momentum there. Beller throws it right into the belly of Rafferty. Rafferty didn't have to move it. It was just like a gift for Rafferty. And he comes up, and Minden with the ball on the 43, first and 10.
7:57 to play here in the first quarter. The Whippets have the ball for the second time. They have to punt their first go around. There's a pitch play, trying to sweep right side here for Minden. They bring the ball across the 45, out to about the 46-yard line. Running the ball there was a Jared Spear for Minden. He's their playmaker, 180-pound senior. Like I said, he's rushed for 21 touchdowns so far this year. He's caught a touchdown pass. He's got 10 receptions and 204 yards so far this year, so they like to throw the ball to him out of the backfield. Minden will call this play from the line of scrimmage. They send a wide receiver split out wide to the left side. Two wide receivers will go to the right. Back to the I formation behind Kissinger. There's a handoff to Spear across the 50 inside Knight territory down to the 48-yard line. Just running between the tackles there. Jared Spear takes the ball down to the 48, where Minden will be looking at a third down situation. They're doing what they want to do here, Jimmy, or Tyson and Amster, to keep the high-powered offense of Norfolk Catholic on the sidelines.
Yeah, and they're giving the ball. I mean, we knew that their rushing attack was going to be a big part of their offensive game plan. But right now, they've got to find some way to counter the speed of Norfolk Catholic's defense very fast on the outside of the football.
They're down 2 yards to go. The football at the 48-yard line. Hand off to a Rafferty. It is going to be stacked up. He did not get to the first down. Takes down. The ball is fumbled. Is recovered here by Minden back here at the 48-yard line. We'll see with the officials if they blew that baby dead or not. No, they're going to mark the ball back here at the 47-yard line. So that was a fumble. And hopping on top of the thing for Minden, I believe, was Kristen Schwick, the tight end that just happened to be in the area there. So it's going to bring up a fourth down situation. He didn't make a first down anyway, as Rafferty was stacked up on the play. So Minden will have to punt for the well, they're going to go for it here. At least they're going to line up. Now they're going to switch back into a punt formation here, as Rafferty will drop back into a deep punt formation. Fourth down at about 5 yards to go. Good snap. Minden punts for the second time. Driving kick goes to the far side, over the head of everybody. Bounces at the 18. Takes a Minden bounce down to the 15-yard line. Going to be down right there by the Whippets. Minden downfield. That's Jonas Levin down there, downing the football for Minden. So now the Norfolk Catholic Knights will have the ball for the second time here this afternoon after they threw an interception in their opening possession here today. It'll be Norfolk back out there for the Knights. First down, 10 yards to go from the 14-and-a-half-yard line. The Knights moving from our left to our right here this afternoon from Memorial Field in Norfolk. So the quarterback, Jordan Beller, comes back out, threw a pick in his opening possession. He's going to hand the ball away. He's got an opening at the 25 to the 30, or he's going to be stopped short of the 30 at about the 28-yard line. Running the football there is going to be a Jordan Malacek for Norfolk Catholic, the senior running back. A nice big hole on the right side of the offensive line there. They're going to spot the football at the 27-yard line. A first down for the Knights. Working against this Minden defense. And a Minden defense that has yielded only 8.7 points per ball game so far this season. But they're going to be facing a big test here this afternoon in Norfolk Catholic, the defending Class C1 state champions. They've won 24 ball games in a row. First down, 10 yards to go. Norfolk with the ball here at their own 27-yard line. Backs in the power eye set now. Beller turns and hands the ball away. Lonchek again brings the ball up to about the 28. Just a short gain there of about a yard, maybe two. Tackle is made in there by Quinn Rutt. Quinn Rutt gets the tackle there for the Whippets. We'll give him a pickup of 1 yard in the play. Second down and 9 yards to go. We're in the first quarter, 5:13 to play. No score between Norfolk Catholic and Minden here this afternoon. Wide receiver is going to split out wide to the right side. That's going to be Luke Lyons. Riley Nake will go with him. The backs will be, there's only one back there, and a wing back sent off to the left side of the formation. Now he's switched, and here comes Lyons on the reverse play. 30, 35, 40, 45 down the sideline, and he's run out of bounds. Lyons was lined up as a wide receiver to the right side. He came back in motion and just flipped the ball to him. Jordan Beller got it in the hands of one of their playmakers there in Luke Lyons, and he tight ropes it down to the far side. I'm going to say he stepped out of bounds up here at the 45-yard line of Norfolk, but that's a nice first down, and the Knights will move the sticks.
Yeah, it was set up that way, Mike. You saw on the left side of the football, there was no wide receiver split out, so when he comes in motion, and Minden not able to adjust fast enough, and he's got some good little speed, gets a big 16-yard gain.
All right, Jordan Beller up under center this time. Back to the offset eye. Man comes in motion out of the near side of the wing, backs it up to the right side of the formation. Pitch play to the right side. Minden over here defensively. He knocks him down back here at the 41-yard line. That is Nick Alt carrying the football there for Norfolk Catholic. And the Minden Whippets were right there defensively getting back there. Isaac Carlson and knock him down, the defensive back coming on the blitz. So Isaac Carlson, the 130-pound junior, gets in there to spill Nick Arnold. A loss of about a yard in the play. They're going to give him forward progress to the 43, but that was a nice play again by the Minden defense. Down to 4:17 to play here in the first quarter. There's no score between the Knights of Norfolk Catholic, the defending state champions in Class C1, and upset-minded Minden looking for their first state championship since 1977. They got hit by Norfolk Catholic first, though. Backside pressure. Here's Beller. He gets rid of the football. Is it a fumble? I think it is. No, an incomplete pass. It's an incomplete pass as Beller winds up, and he was hit from behind there by Minden. And they say his arm was going forward, so an incomplete pass. That was Parker Harris getting in there for Minden. He got in there big time. Knocks down to Jordan Feller, right square in the back. That was a great play again by the Minden defense.
And Norfolk Catholic very fortunate to continue with the football here. His arm was moving forward. I'll give the referees. It was a good call. His arm was moving forward, but a very, very close play a half a second earlier, and that could have been Minden football.
All right, now a wide receiver splits out wide to the left side. Here comes Connor Ketter. He comes to the right side. The backs in the power eye set. Now a man goes in motion. That's going to be Lyons off of the far side. Dropping back is going to be Beller, who wants to throw down the left sideline. He's got a man out here. He makes the catch. Does he hang on to it? No, he does not. He does not hang on to it. That's Luke Lyons. And again, he got behind the secondary of Minden and Tyson, and he couldn't make the catch there on the far sideline. It's an incomplete pass, but that was very, very close as Luke Lyons went up to try to grab the ball.
And, boy, Mike, you just watching Luke Lyons break on this Minden secondary. He has a lot of speed, and that could be a huge, huge hole that Minden has to fix in a hurry.
All right, now we're going to have a punt coming up here from Jordan Beller. He averages 40.6 yards per ball game, one of the better punting averages in the state. He'll get this baby away. Dropping back deep, Minden will send a Carson Bloom back deep. That's way over his head. It bounces inside the 10-yard line. Takes an awkward bounce inside the 5-yard line. And it's going to be blown down at the 3-yard line. The line of scrimmage was the 43 of Norfolk Catholic. The punt takes a kind of a sideward roll down there at about the 5-yard line. I'm going to blow this baby dead at the 3. That was a great punt there by Jordan Beller. And the coach talked about that in the pregame show. One of the best kickers around, and that time Jordan Beller got off a good one.
A 54-yard punt for Beller, and that will put Minden in a huge hole. Minden's got to be able to just run the football here. 3:38 left to play in the first quarter. Great punt by Beller.
All right, so it's going to be Minden coming back out there from their own 3-yard line. They want to throw the football. It's going to be caught out here at the 10, out to the 15, to the 16-yard line as they throw the ball. Christian Schwenke carrying the ball, or receiving the ball there for Minden as they bring the ball out here to about the 16-yard line, so a first down for the Whippets. So Minden gets out from the shadows of their own goalpost here as they bring the ball out to about the 18-yard line. They get spotted basically at the 17, but it's a first down for the Whippets, 3.5 minutes to play. 3.5 to play here in quarter number one. Here's a handoff now as they try to get it over here to Carson Bloom, and this time he's going to be stacked up back at the 13-yard line. Bloom cannot get started here. He is stacked on the play by Scott Vollmer. Vollmer, a 5'10", 215-pound senior, a defensive tackle for Norfolk Catholic. He came in with 81 stops so far this season. Second down and 13 yards to go. Minden with the ball in their own territory here as the football is going to be spotted at the 14-yard line. Back to the offset eye, and here's a pass across the middle. It's going to be caught here at the 20-yard line as they get the ball out here to a John Barton, but he is spilled right there at the 21. So just a short gain. Barton receives the ball, and immediately he was decked on the play by a Norfolk Catholic. That is Luke Smith, the outside linebacker. Smith with 43 stops coming into the football game here this afternoon for the Knights. So now with 2 minutes and 26 seconds to play in a scoreless first quarter, Minden looking at third down. Third down and 7 yards to go. They have moved the ball out here to the 20-yard line. Only one setback in the backfield, and now here's a handoff, fumbling the football back there and falling on top of it. Back at the 10-yard line, coming on the reverse play was a Jared Spear. He simply dropped the football there, Tyson. Had to go back to chase it down. He picks it up on the hop and then decides to fall on it, but a huge loss all the way back to about the 8-yard line. They're going to spot the football in between the 9 and the 10 officially, but that was a huge loss. The line of scrimmage was back up here at the 21, so a loss of 11 yards on the play there by Minden. So a big play there as Jared Spear fumbles the ball. And now it's going to be Rafferty back in the punt formation in his own end zone. And here's a low wobbly kick, bounces out here to the 41-yard line, fielded there by Lyons. They say his knee went down. He went down to one knee to try to grab the ball there. Lyons down on the turf there at Memorial Field. So despite that, wow, Norfolk Catholic going to get great field position following the exchange. And they're going to have the football here. They'll start this drive in Minden territory at the 41-yard line. So not a whole lot of action on the scoreboard so far, but slowly but surely, Norfolk Catholic winning the battle of field position. And here we'll start this drive first and 10 on the Minden 41.
And that's going to be crucial. And, Mike, going back to that Minden offensive play, just really a bad exchange between the quarterback there in Spear, who was trying to get the ball in reverse play, and that's going to be very costly because the one thing you cannot afford to do is give Minden or give a Norfolk Catholic the field position battle here. They have a very explosive offense. We've already seen it, and Minden now backed up is just 41 yards to go for the Norfolk Catholic Knights.
All right, no score here between the Knights and Minden. They will come out with Jordan Feller, the quarterback. They'll set up on the far side, hash mark, backs in the I formation. Hand off, here's Malachuk as he brings the ball across the 40, down to about the 37-yard line. We'll give him a pickup of about 4 yards in the play, so second down and 6 yards to go. Coverage of the 2011 State High School Football Playoffs brought to you in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings and by Misco Sports out of Kearney. Great Memorial Field in Norfolk here this afternoon. The top-seeded Knights taking on the Minden Whippets here this afternoon. Football action on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Feller wants to throw down the right sideline. Lyons is out here. It's a diving attempt, and he can't come down with it at the 6-yard line. Again, Carson Bloom back there in coverage for the Minden Whippet defense, but Feller and the head coach for Norfolk Catholic and Jeff Feller, they have gone to work with Carson Bloom back there in the defensive secondary, and it's mostly been Luke Lyons. That time he couldn't come up with it inside the 5-yard line.
And they've got a mismatch there. I mean, we've said it before, Luke Lyons with that speed, that does present a mismatch that Minden is going to have to figure out here as we wind down under 1 minute in the first quarter.
All right, Beller wants to throw. Here's a draw play as they get it to Malachuk. He is stacked up at the 42-yard line. And on the play there again for Minden. Boy, how many times have we called his name here in the first quarter? Jake Rafferty, as he is having a great start to the semifinal ball game. We're down to 41 seconds to play, and we'll see what Norfolk Catholic wants to do here. Is this now a fourth down situation? Fourth down and 10 yards to go. And Minden defense has been tough here so far today. Fourth down and 10. The football is pushed back here to the 41-yard line. And head coach Jeff Beller will send in the, now they're going to try a field goal attempt. They're going to put this down at the 48-yard line. This will be a 58-yard field goal attempt. Luke Lyons will hold here, and it's going to be Drew Farley, the field goal kicker. He's 39 out of 40 on field goals so far this year, a 58-yard field goal. Ball is down. The kick is up and over in. Kick is going to be far short. It was right on line there as Farley falling just short of a 58-yard field goal. You heard Jeff Beller talk about it during the pregame show. He wasn't afraid to kick a 50-yard field goal. This one, a 58-yarder, is just shy of the crossbar, and Minden will get the ball back here at the 20-yard line with, well, that's the end of the quarter number one. First quarter comes to a close here at Memorial Field in Norfolk. We'll take a break with a score. Norfolk Catholic nothing and Minden nothing.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Memorial Field in Norfolk. Well, a 58-yard field goal attempt with a win to their back was not good. And now Minden will try to throw the football again down the left sideline. Here's a pass that's going to be bobbled out there to the 50-yard line, and it drops to the turf. Minden had a guy out there that was Jared Spear. The ball was bobbled right at the 50-yard line. He had a step on the defender back there but could not hang on to it. It's an incomplete pass. So just underway here at quarter number two. At a field goal attempt by Norfolk Catholic, the only chance to some points here in the first quarter. And now Minden will come out, and we're going to have wide receivers to the left and to the right here. In fact, two wide receivers will split out to the right side and two to the left with one lone setback in the backfield as they will run the Carson Bloom out of the Wildcat formation as he brings the ball up to about the 29th. So he switched into the Wildcat formation as Carson Bloom carries the ball there for Minden out to about the 29. Bloom, of course, can carry the ball. He can receive the ball, and he's their playmaker here on this offense. It's now third down and a yard to go for the Whippets. Third and a yard, just underway. Minden working from our left to our right here in quarter number two. Two wide receivers put to the right side for Minden. Wing back set up to the right side of the formation. They call the signals. Here's a handoff as they give the ball away to Sperry. He's into the open 35 out to the 40, and he is spilled right at the 40-yard line of a Minden. Tackle is made in there by a Norfolk Catholic into the stop for the Knights, who is Luke Smith. And that's going to be a first down for Minden as they bring the ball here to the 40-yard line. And the Whippets will try to move the chains here, and they do exactly that as they pick up a first down here in the second quarter of play. Minden has the ball first down and 10 on their own 40-yard line. Again, two wide receivers split out wide to the right side. Isaac Carlson is your wide out to the extreme right side, and the slot is going to be Bloom. And now we have got a penalty flag. A penalty flag is down for, let's see, it's right in the right behind the linebackers there, that defense for Norfolk Catholic. So the officials will huddle here at the 40-yard line. So they come over here to make the call. It's going to be an offside call against Norfolk Catholic. So the Knights penalized for being offsides here as they line up defensively. That'll cost them 5 yards, and I think that's the first penalty we've seen in the ball game here this afternoon as they bring the ball up to the 45. No score between Norfolk Catholic and Vincent here this afternoon in the Class C1 state semi from Memorial Field in Norfolk. Minden with the ball. Here's a quick pitch play. It's going to come to Spear, trying to get outside. Spear at the 45, and Spear brings the ball to about the 47-yard line. So Spear brings the ball to the 47 for Minden. It's going to be a short pickup, but because of the penalty, it's going to be a second down and three situation. Second down and three for Minden, as they will just stand here and wait for the play to be signaled in off of the far sideline. Wide receivers go left and right again for Minden. It'll be a five-man front now for the Norfolk Catholic defense. On second down, here's a direct pitch again as they go straight ahead. That's going to be Carson Bloom as Bloom takes it close to the 50-yard line. And that's going to be very, very close to a first down. I'm going to say it's just shy of a first down. It's going to bring up third down and less than 1 yard to go for Minden. So it's going to be a third down, less than a yard to go for Minden. The ball is just shy of the 50-yard line. They're in the shotgun set, and that's going to be the Wildcat set again. It's running the football with Carson Bloom. He should have enough for a first down as he brings it up to about the 50. Maybe he leans forward to about the 49-yard line. The officials look to the far side, and they'll say, let's move the chains again. So Minden on the offensive attack here in the second quarter of play. So first down and 10 yards to go for the Whippets. Wide receivers, they're going to run to two tight ends this time with a double wing set. They're going to try to throw the ball out of this double wing set. Here comes the pressure. Rolling to his left, and they got a sack back here at the 42-yard line. They get in there, and they get a sack at the 42-yard line. And getting through there that time for the Norfolk Catholic Knights was Mitch Hopper. Hopper, a 6-foot, 190-pound junior defensive end for the Knights. That is his fourth sack in the 2011 season. Knocks down the Whippets back here at the 42-yard line. That's to bring up second down and long. That was a loss of, 7 yards in the play. Now they got to go to a spread set. Two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. We got a penalty flag on the far side of the field. Officials run again. I think this time Minden may have jumped offside. There's some illegal motion here. It's going to be an illegal motion call on Minden. So now the Whippets are in the reverse here as they have pushed the ball all the way back to their own 38-yard line. They got to take the ball down to the 40 of Norfolk Catholic for a first down. We got 8:58 to play in the second quarter. Still no score between the Knights and the Whippets here this afternoon. The wide receivers left and right with that double wing set. Standing the gun, they back up. Here's a pass down the right sideline. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball down the right sideline, but that maybe was nowhere close. I don't know, the pattern was Isaac Carlson for the Whippets, but that maybe was nowhere close. The guy who had a better play on the ball was in red there, Tyson. It was Luke Lyons. He nearly got the pick for the Knights. It's going to bring up third down.
and Carson Bloom, one of the intended receivers as well, is kind of thrown in just into a wide area with players running there. Bloom was, of course, concerned that he might have been held there, but no dice as the referee. The minute has a 3rd and 22, Mike.
So 3rd and long here from their own 38-yard line. They want to throw the ball. They wind up, lofts it out there, and it's going to be way overthrown. Way overthrown down the left sideline. They're trying to get the ball to Jared Spear. That ball was overthrown. Back in coverage there for the Norfolk Catholic Knights was number 9, Tanner Besmer. Besmer, 5'11", 155-pound senior. So it was incomplete. It's going to bring up a 4th down situation. 4th down and 22 yards to go. As a minute has got the ball on their own 38-yard line, that time they do absolutely nothing in offense.
And a drive that started out really beautifully for the Minden Whippets, but the 8-yard sack and then the 5-yard penalty really put them in a hole that they had to air it out, Mike.
All right, so here is the punt now. A punt is going to be kicked to the near side. It's going to be fumbled back here. It has been fallen on back here by Besmer. Tanner Besmer falls on it back here at about the 8-yard line. So it's going to be Norfolk Catholic back with the ball. Norfolk Catholic with the ball here at their own spot to football at the 13-yard line, and now the Knights will have it with 8 minutes and 38 seconds to play. So Norfolk Catholic will come back out. They will work with it in his own territory. No score between the Knights and the Whippets here this afternoon. And this is Beller and the rest of the offensive troops back out there. 3 wide receivers split to the left side. That's Fault going in motion. They run the option play. Nope, they're going to run it up inside. They pick up across the 15-yard line out to about the 18. So pick up about 4 yards in the play there. They run some motion off to the far side, and they just pound the ball up inside to about the 18-yard line. That's going to bring up a 2nd down situation here. 2nd down, about 4 yards to go. Actually, they give them 6 on that last play. Norfolk Catholic moving from our right to our left here in quarter number 2. We're at Memorial Field here this afternoon. There's a lot of construction going on throughout the area. We'll get to that maybe at halftime here today. But we've got a pleasant surface, an artificial surface here this afternoon. Here's Beller's pass. It's going to be tipped and almost intercepted. Almost picked out of the air there by Minden. Getting his hands on it, there was Landon Lemke for the Whippets. He goes up and nearly came down with that football right at the line of scrimmage. He couldn't hang on to it. That was very close to a defensive pick there. It is 3rd down now for the Knights from the 18-yard line.
And a great heads-up play by Lemke. They were trying the outside screen pass, and they had a lot of space to get to a lot of ground there. They were looking for what could have been an easy 1st down. Lemke comes up and just bats the ball up into the air, almost as you said, Mike, makes the pick.
All right, so it's going to be Beller up under center here. Back to the I formation. Here's a handoff on the sweep. That's going to be Lyons with the ball at the 20-yard line. Breaks into the open 25-30, down the sideline 35, and pulled down from behind, and the penalty flag goes down. The penalty flag goes down. Isaac Carlson is going to be hit with a penalty here, but Luke Lyons gets into the open, finds a lot of running room here as they knock him out of bounds close to the 40-yard line. And I think additional yardage is going to be tacked on here for a hit from Isaac Carlson.
I think we're going to see a horse collar here, Mike. You saw he grabbed him back by the end and yanked him towards the sideline. And immediately the flag went up, and the Norfolk Catholic, I think that's what we're going to see.
That should be a personal foul. That's the case. A horse collar. A horse collar on the Minden defense. So that is going to move the ball all the way down to the 45-yard line. Norfolk Catholic had a 58-yard field goal in the last play of the first quarter. That was their only scoring threat in this ball game so far. And now they have the ball in Minden territory at the 45-yard line. And here's a running play straight up the gun again, battling for yardage across the 45 down to about the 42-yard line. Carrying the ball there was Kyle Schaefer. So Kyle Schaefer now into the ball game, a 5'10", 190-pound junior. He's got 40 carries, 242 yards, 6 touchdowns so far this season. We're going to see a lot of guys run the football here this afternoon for Norfolk Catholic in this ballgame. That was a pickup there of about 3 yards. We'll call it 2nd down and 7 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is now 42 amid the no score between the Dogs and the Knights here this afternoon. Here's a handoff. It's going to go off to the right side and taking the ball down to the 40-yard line. That's going to be Jordan Beller, the quarterback. So Beller, the quarterback, runs that ball down to the 40-yard line, and now the Knights will be looking at a 3rd down situation here. Third down and 5 yards to go. Lights are on now here at the Memorial Field as we reach into the late afternoons. We got here, and there's construction all over the place at this field. They just got the turf laid down a couple of weeks ago, but we got baseball fields being built to one end. We got an aquatic park right behind us. We have saw nothing but bulldozers and earth movers here. We thought there was no way we were going to play a football game, but a great facility here at the Memorial Field. Here's Beller. He wants to throw the ball. It's going to be caught inside the 30-yard line of the 25. Still on his feet, down to the 20-yard line. They get the ball there to Riley Nate, the 6'4", 185-pound junior wing back there for Norfolk Catholic. He makes the reception and takes her down to the 22-yard line of Minden. And now we're seeing this high-powered offense get on track here this afternoon. An offense that's averaging close to 40 points per ball game. And they have got the ball down here nearing the red zone for the first time here this afternoon. Luke Lyon splits out wide to the right side now for the red-clad Norfolk Knights. Norfolk Catholic with the ball. As they hand it away, again inside handoff, and they take the ball down to about the 20. So a pickup of about 3 yards in the play as they hand the ball away. We'll check the running back this time. It's going to be Jordan Malacek carrying the ball there, so he's back in there, the starter. A senior running back as he moves the ball down to about the 20. So it's second down and about 8 yards to go. And head coach Jeff Beller making substitutions on just about every possibility here this afternoon. Three guys in, three guys out here for Norfolk Catholic. They've got the ball nearing the red zone. Nose of the football right at the 20-yard line. Second down, 8 yards to go. As a man goes in motion to the far side now. Three backs in the backfield. Here's Beller. He mishandles the snap, and now he's got to run it himself as he takes it out of the 20 down to the 19-yard line. They had three backs in the backfield with the quarterbacks back there. Back to either side of him, and the snap came back to Beller, and he fumbles the snap, had to pick up the ball and run her straight ahead, had to pick up something there, because he was all on his own there as the play was blown up. Beller takes the ball down to about the 19-yard line, and now Norfolk Catholic looking at third down. Third down at about 70 yards to go. They got the ball down here at the Minden 19-yard line. Moving from our right to our left, two wide receivers went out wide to the right side. Beller's got the ball, sprints out right side, holds it, throws it. There's a diving attempt down there inside the 9-yard line. Did he hang on to it? No. A diving attempt down inside the 9-yard line. That was a Riley Nake. He could not come up with it there for Norfolk Catholic. So now we're going to see that field goal kicker who had plenty of leg on that 58-yarder come out here. Drew Farley, he is now, what, 7 out of 12 on field goal attempts. 7 out of 12 on field goal attempts. He will set this one down right in the center of the field. This will be a 36-yarder. So a 36-yard field goal attempt to give Norfolk Catholic the lead in this Class C1 state quarter or state semifinal ball game. So a 36-yard field goal by Drew Farley. As they wait for the snap here, ball is down, kick is up, and the kick goes sailing toward the uprights. That baby against the wind is going to be no good. It is off of the right side. It is no good. So they were kicking against the wind here this afternoon, blowing out of the northwest at about 22 miles per hour. That ball just kind of floated up there and pushed wide to the right side. A 36-yard field goal attempt is no good, and the Minden Whippets dodged a bullet here this afternoon.
I don't know much about the special teams game, Mike. That was not my side of the football, but I do know that when you're kicking into the wind, you really want to drive that ball low, keep it down, and he really, as he said, Mike, just floated that ball up there, allowed the wind to kind of take control of that football, push it off to the right side, a missed opportunity for Norfolk Catholic.
All right, here's Kissinger back in there. His pass is going to be deflected, and it's going to be incomplete. A deflected pass there right at the line of scrimmage. Then it almost came back with it with the football. It was Landon Lemke who made a diving attempt at it after the deflection. But it's an incomplete pass. And Minden will be looking at second down and 10 yards to go. So a couple of field goal attempts from Farley for Norfolk Catholic. That's been the threat of the scoring so far here in this one. We are still scoreless, 4:56 to play here in the second quarter. Whippets have the ball. They haven't done much with it here this afternoon. A couple of punts. Kissinger winds up, throws it. It's going to be caught. Nice grab out here. That's a 41-yard line. Carson Bloom. Carson Bloom goes high in the air, grabs the ball. He falls forward to the 43-yard line. That is the first down for the Dogs.
And Carson Bloom is Kissinger's favorite target on this season. He has 448 receiving yards on the year. You can add, I believe, 22 to that on that pass play. He's got 8 touchdowns in the year. Look for more from Carson Bloom as we move forward this afternoon.
Isaac Carlson is now your wide receiver to the right side. Spears splits out wide to the right as well. And here's a handoff, and they blow that baby up. A loss in the play back here at the 36-yard line. Rafferty was the guy who had got the ball there, but there was nothing but red shirts. A lot of penetration by the Norfolk Catholic defense. Mitch Hoffer in there, the defensive end again for the Knights. It's Bill Rafferty lost him to play back here at about the 37-yard line. And now looks like Minden wants to call a timeout. The Wolfers want to call a timeout here with 4 minutes and 27 seconds to play in quarter number two. We'll take a break with a score of Minden nothing, Norfolk Catholic nothing.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Mike Will, Tyson Ervronic back in Memorial Field in Norfolk here this afternoon. Second down for the Whippets. Here's a pass across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Kissinger overthrows his intended receiver, Jared Spear, right in the center of the field out here at the 50-yard line. So now the Whippets looking at a third down situation. Third down, football is on their own 37-yard line. They're going to take it down to the 48 of Norfolk Catholic for the first down. So the Whippets having a whole lot of success offensively so far in this ball game. Kissinger is now up in their center. Here's a quick pitch. They get the ball out to Bloom. He wants to throw it. Here's a pass in the center of the field. It's going to be caught down here at the 37-yard line. They say it touched the ground. They say it touched the ground down there. That was Isaac Carlson. Almost made a great catch down there at the 37 of Norfolk Catholic, but the officials wave it off. That was a halfback pass as they threw it to Carson Bloom. They say it was off of the turf, incomplete pass, and Minden will have to punt on fourth down and long.
And Sam Dunn is hot right now. He thought his receiver got under the football. A great time by the Minden coaching staff to roll the dice there on that third down call. And it looked like a good play from up in our vantage point, but the referee was right down there. He immediately called it incomplete, saying it hit the ground.
All right, dropping back deep is going to be Luke Lyons for Norfolk Catholic. Back to the 20-yard line, a snap is over the head of Rafferty. He picks it up at the 10-yard line and gets the kick away, high into the air, but short. It's going to bounce to the 45-yard line. Takes a little bit of a Minden bounce down here at about the 41, and the Whippets will down the ball. So, again, the Whippets avoid disaster down here as the snap went over the head of the punter, Jake Rafferty. He goes back to grab the ball at about the 10-yard line, then had just enough time to get the punt away. It didn't sail very far, but much, much better than turning the ball down here inside your own 20-yard line.
We've seen a low snap in the punt formation. That one was a high snap, and you really have to credit Rafferty a great job by getting that football, being able to stay composed and get that punt away and at least get it back to where Norfolk Catholic has to do some work here on their own 40.
All right, 4 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Norfolk Catholic has got the ball back. Here's Lyons. He slips through one tackler. He comes to the near side, gets to the edge. 35, 40, look out. 45, 50, down the sideline. 40, to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Norfolk Catholic takes it 59 yards for a touchdown, and the Knights are on the scoreboard. Minden had penetration back there in the offensive backfield. I didn't get the number, but it was Norfolk Catholic getting the near side and coming down the sideline. And the Knights are on the scoreboard on a 58-yard run.
Bam, just like that. Lyons, he's been a threat on the receiving side of the football. He gets the ball there and takes it, 59 yards. Hitting 97 yards already on the game. Lyons has incredible speed and is able to turn the corner there, Mike.
It comes with 3 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the second quarter. So Luke Lyons gets outside and takes it to the house there for Norfolk Catholic right down the sideline. We saw his speed. He's got tremendous afterburners. There comes the extra point. Ball is down. The kick is up there by Drew Farley. It's through the uprights. It is good. He is pretty good on extra points this year, 40 out of 41. So it's Norfolk Catholic with the lead here in the Class C1 state semifinals. A 58-yard run by Luke Lyons to the near sideline. Norfolk Catholic on the board, 3:45 to play until halftime. Norfolk Catholic 7, Minden nothing.
People you know, community people, people you know. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know. especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So Norfolk Catholic goes 58 yards in one play. That's what you like to chew them up that way. As Lions got to the outside and took it the distance there for Norfolk Catholic. And again, Mendon's got to be disappointed because they had that play blown up. They had a couple of chances to get their hands on Lions for a loss, but then once he got to the corner, he was down the sidelines and goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Hey, he just worked his way to the corner that entire play. You saw him just shake off a few Mendon defenders, and like you said, Mendon had the play read right on the defensive side of the football and just couldn't get their hands on the speedy little Lions, and he gets down the sideline for a big, big touchdown in what was a scoreless ballgame.
Your state high school football playoffs brought to you in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings and also by Misco Sports out of Kearney. 3:45 to play. They're in the second quarter, 7-0 in favor of Norfolk Catholic. Here's the kickoff. Spears going to grab the ball here at the 6-yard line, back to the 10, 15, 20, 25, and brought down right there. So Jordan Spear brings the ball back for Mendon out to about the 25-yard line. That's where the Whippets will start. Here this afternoon, boy, I'll tell you what, when the Norfolk Catholic fans get cranked up here, this place moves. Hopefully it'll stay up here, huh?
I don't know, a backhoe or a bulldozer might have been rumbling through here with all the construction that's going on, but that's the Norfolk fans getting on their feet. They're excited after that big, big touchdown.
Now Mendon will have a double wing set here with Kissinger, pitches the ball back to Bloom, and Bloom takes the ball to the 26. Little, if any, gain there. So Mendon has tried both styles of offense. That was in the double wing set where they run the two tight ends and run power football right with this Norfolk Catholic football team. And they've also spread the field today with four wide receivers. Neither offense has worked real well here in this one. Second down, 9 yards to go. Here's a handoff straight ahead. They get the ball to about the 27. So two running plays, a pickup of 2 yards. And now Mendon will be looking at third down and 8 yards to go. That time, Rafferty running the ball for the Mendon Whippets. And the tackle was made in there by Norfolk Catholic. It's Brandon Becker who's into the ball game now for the Knights defensively. Third down, 8 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is a 27. 2:55 to play here in the second quarter. 7-0 is the score. Norfolk Catholic has got the lead. They stay with this double wing set here with Kissinger. He hands them all the way to Spears, sweeps left side, turns the corner to the 25. He's at the 30-yard line, powers forward to the 34, and I don't think he made the 35-yard line. Had to get it to the 35 for the first down. We'll see when the officials spot the football. He's going to be short as he stepped out of bounds over there at about the 33. So now Mendon will be looking at a fourth down situation here. And Sam Dunn goes three plays and out. They're going to have to give the ball back now. The Norfolk Catholic with 2:38 to play. Here's the second quarter.
Well, Mendon, as we've heard in the pregame show, they wanted to be able to run the football against Norfolk Catholic. I mean, that's been one of the strengths for Mendon this season. So far, the play up front from Norfolk Catholic's defensive line and the speed of their linebackers, they have been able to contain that run, and that's been the story for Mendon's offense so far here in the first half.
Now look out, Lyons drops back deep now. The guy who just returned that last one for a touchdown, he grabs the ball here at the 23, back to the 25, to the 30, 35, to the 40-yard line, breaks outside again, 45, 50, 45, makes a move at the 40, down the sideline, 35, down to the 30-yard line. A great return there by the guy who just ran that last one 58 yards for a score. Lyons brings the ball all the way back to the 30-yard line. It's a first down for Norfolk Catholic.
And another great run. Lyons, is he just not an electric player, Mike? He has been the heart and soul of this Norfolk Catholic offense. And even on the special teams, makes a big play. He runs that back for, I believe, was a 48-yard punt return there. They're putting Mendon in scoring position. They're almost in the red zone again here. And they still got 2:22 left in the second quarter.
Lyons was averaging 27.3 yards per return prior to that one. He returns out maybe all the way back to the 29-yard line. Here's a handoff straight up the pipe here, down to about the 27. So a short pickup there, another running back in there. That's Jackson Love. Jackson Love carrying the ball there. He's a 6-foot, 185-pound sophomore. 59 carries, 336 yards so far this year. Averages 5.7. Third carry, he scored 5 touchdowns. So Norfolk Catholic very, very deep at the running back position. We've seen 4 or 5 running backs carry the mail so far this afternoon. So now the backs will be stacked up in the I formation. And we got to Malachek back in there. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. Second down, 8 yards to go. There's a draw play. They hand it away across the 25 to the 20, down to the 15-yard line. Jordan Malachek carrying the ball down to about the 15. Tackle is made in there by Jake Rafferty of Minden, the 175-pound senior linebacker, but they move the sticks again. And, yeah, Norfolk Catholic's got plenty of time here. They added their total in the first quarter. They're at the first half of play, 7-0 is the score. We're in quarter number two during the end of the first half here. Norfolk Catholic in the red zone. For the second time here this afternoon, wide receiver is Nake, splits out wide to the right side. Coming to the left is going to be Tanner Besmer. There's a handoff now. They're going to get it away to Malachek. Angles off on the right side. Takes the ball down to about the 11, where he is spilled right there by Isaac Carlson with that Minden defense. So it's now a Norfolk Catholic with the ball. They're going to see his knee went down at the 12. So pickup of about 4 yards in the play. Second down, 6 yards to go. Lock is running, 1:03 to play. They're in quarter number two. Norfolk Catholic still with three timeouts to burn, so they got plenty of time here. 7-0, Knights out on top here in the Class C1 state semifinals. The winner plays at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln next Tuesday. So a tight eye set here with a Jordan Bell, the quarterback. He's going to run the ball. He's into the open to the 10-yard line. He is pulled down at the 5. Pulled down at about the 5-yard line there by Minden. The end of the stop for the Whippets was Jared Spear. A nicely executed play. A tight eye set there. Most of the action went to the right side, and then coming out of there out of nowhere was Beller, the quarterback. He still had it. Found his seam and took the ball down to the 6-yard line. It's going to bring up a, looks like a first down and goal now at the 6. And now Norfolk Catholic calls their first timeout here in the second quarter. We'll take a break, 37 seconds to play until halftime. It is Norfolk Catholic 7, Minden nothing.
We're the new Get More Superstore. Shopping center around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. With it, you get more. Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, first down and goal for Norfolk Catholic. They got the ball between the 5 and the 6-yard line. Norfolk Catholic trying to stuff another one in there. Here in this first half of play, Beller fakes the reverse play. Now he's got the ball at the 10. He's got the ball at the 5. He's into the end zone touchdown. Just scoops it right side after they fake the reverse to the short side of the field. Beller takes it in from 6 yards down, and Norfolk Catholic goes out on top by a score of 13-0. This may be all set up by that nice punt return by Luke Lyons, and Norfolk Catholic goes out on top 13-0.
And a nice little a drive there set up by Beller. He had the run that put him on first and goal. But as you mentioned, that punt return once again by Lyons really put Norfolk Catholic in a good scoring position. And what was a scoreless first half late, you know, there was only 3 minutes and 38 seconds to go. Norfolk Catholic has struck quick here twice as the extra point is up. And it is good.
All right, so Drew Farley hits the extra point there for Norfolk Catholic. So the Knights have scored 14 points in a matter of about, 3 minutes here in the second quarter. We've got 31 seconds to play here in the second period. We'll take a break with a score. Norfolk Catholic 14, Minden nothing.
It seems we're always trying to answer the age-old question, what's the perfect car? But as our needs change, so does the answer to that question. Finding the right car insurance from a State Farm agent is the answer to your car insurance. Hi, I'm State Farm agent Laura Schneider, and now State Farm is giving qualified policyholders a discount up to 40% on car insurance. So whether you have a claim or just a simple question, see me, State Farm agent Laura Schneider, at 410 North Minnesota today.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The semifinal ball game in Class C1 will kick off at 7 o'clock tonight in Platteview as Wahoo will play in Platteview. The C2 semifinals also going on tonight. Aquinas will play host to Lincoln Christian. And in the other game, you've got Kearney Catholic against North Platte St. Pat's. We'll have the Kearney Catholic game for you tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR beginning at 5:30 this afternoon. It is 14-0. Norfolk Catholic out on top of the Minden Whippets here this afternoon. 31 seconds to play here in the second period as the kick comes. It comes to the near sideline. Minden grabs the ball at the 15-yard line. Back to the center of the field, 20 to the 25 and brought down right there. Ryan Kermosta bringing the ball back for Minden. Kermosta, 160-pound junior. Now if you're Sam Dunn, I don't think you rolled the dice here. get in the locker room trailing by a couple of scores, though. You don't want to do anything foolish down here and maybe go down three scores, which would be a mountain to climb in the second half.
Right. You want to get Kissinger involved in the game, but here, 25 seconds, Mike, a turnover would be very, very costly because we've seen Norfolk Catholic. They have the ability to strike quick.
And that's why I'm up here. They're going to go right to work here. They throw it to the far sideline. The ball is kind of the 31-yard line. That's John Barton, the 180-pound senior. So Sam Dunn going to the air on first down here. We're down to 12 seconds to play in the second quarter. Minden comes out with a spread set, four wide receivers. Kissinger wants to throw the football. Does down the left side. Barton makes another catch at the 50-yard line, maybe just shy of the 50 at the 49. John Barton makes the reception, so back-to-back receptions there by John, the senior wide receiver. Now we're down to just 2 seconds to play, though, and Sam Dunn wants to call a timeout. So Minden will call a timeout here. They've got 51 yards to go to pay dirt, but they've got only 2 seconds to play. We'll take a break. 2 seconds to play in the second quarter. Norfolk Catholic 14, Minden nothing.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Your 2011 State High School Football Playoffs brought to you in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service and a strong commitment to area youth. One of the many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. So first down, 10 yards to go, but that's not the story. 2 seconds to play. Minden has got the ball here on their own 49-yard line. Kissinger will throw the football. Here comes the pressure. He's going to be hit. The ball is knocked loose. It's going to be an incomplete pass. Boy, look at the red jerseys back there as Norfolk Catholic came with a blitz. They had four guys chasing down the Kissinger, and he was lucky to get that baby off. It's an incomplete pass, and the first half has come to a halt here this afternoon at Memorial Field in Norfolk. We've reached halftime in the Class C1 state semifinals here this afternoon. We'll take a break with a score. Norfolk Catholic 14, Minden nothing. You're listening to high school football tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
KLIQ Hastings, The Breeze.
Where do you get more Superstore? Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Whether you get more, Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Wiltz, center running back here at Memorial Field in Norfolk here this afternoon. The Class C1 state semifinals on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Halftime show is brought to you by Allen's. You get more Superstore located in West 2nd Street in Hastings. It was a scoreless first quarter of play. Norfolk Catholic did attempt a 58-yard field goal with a win on the last play of the first quarter that sailed wide to the left side, so we were scoreless going into the second. We were scoreless until the 3:45 mark when finally Norfolk Catholic got on the scoreboard on a 58-yard punt return from Luke Lyons. They added the extra point with Drew Farley. And with 3:45 to play in the second period, Norfolk Catholic got on top by a score of 7-0. Minden then goes three plays and out. They had to punt the football away. Luke Lyons on a punt return again. This time he brings it to the near sideline. And Minden actually got the Norfolk Catholic Knights into great field position inside the 30-yard line. A couple of plays later, it was Jordan Beller who took it out on a 5-yard touchdown run, a sweep off on the right side. Drew finally added the extra point, and that's the way we stand here at halftime. It is Norfolk Catholic with a 14-0 lead over the Minden Whippets there this afternoon. Again, Minden has tried to run the football with his Norfolk Catholic defense this afternoon. Limited success at best. They've also tried to throw the football with their quarterback in Derek Kissinger. He's made a couple of nice throws. His receivers have picked up some yardage, but they have not been able to string any kind of a drive together here, and they have not sniffed the end zone so far in this first half of play. So, again, at halftime, it is 14-0. It is Norfolk Catholic out on top of the Minden Whippets. You're listening to the Allen's Halftime Show here this afternoon. We'll come back, get some halftime numbers, and set you up for the rest of the state high school football playoffs and a whole lot more. Also, check in. We've got our market report, we understand, back at the KHAS studios. We'll check in with Edward D. Jones here in just a couple of minutes as well. So stick around. You're listening to the Allen's Halftime Show today on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
This is Tanya Kruger with Becky Maddox's office of Edward Jones, bringing you the daily financial market report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 17.18 at 12,096.16. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index was up 6.03 at 1,257.81. The NASDAQ Composite Index was up 28.98 at 2,686.20. Taking a look at stocks of local interest, Conagra Foods at $24.94, up 2 cents. McDonald's at $94.47, up 41 cents. Walgreens at $32.55, up 12 cents. And Pepsi at $64.50, up $1.70. This is Tanya Kruger with Becky Maddox's office of Edward Jones, member SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized attention and long-term financial advice in Hastings, Nebraska.
When investing towards your future, remember your local Edward Jones investment representatives, Brent Schirmer, Dan Hollitz, Becky Maddox, and Judy Neubauer. Edward Jones, serving the individual investor since 1871. Member SIPC.
People you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will, Tyson Ironic back here at Memorial Field in Norfolk. You're listening to the Class C1 state semifinals today. On the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. So a 58-yard run by Luke Lyons for Norfolk Catholic in the second quarter of play. And a Lyons punt return that got Norfolk Catholic set up in great field position again. They were able to stick another touchdown on the board into the end zone here at the end of the second quarter. Beller taking in from 5 yards out. 14-0, Norfolk Catholic with a lead over Minden here at halftime. And I guess if you're head coach Sam Dunn, you got to look for some offense here this afternoon. He tried to run the ball. He tried to pass the ball. And neither offensive scheme is working real well so far. Unofficially, just 118 yards of total offense for Minden here at halftime.
Yeah, and Mike, you look at Minden, you cannot go into this halftime really deflated. It's unfortunate for them because with 3 minutes and 22 seconds to go, Mike, you got to remember, they were in a scoreless tie with what the number one seed in Class C1, Minden, playing a very good football game, but missed opportunities for really the Minden Whippets. I want to take you back to that drive early on in the second quarter, a very long drive. Got the ball right after that 58-yard missed field goal. They were able to drive the ball down, but then to midfield, you had the 8-yard sack, then you had a 5-yard penalty, and next thing you know, it's first and 22 back at their 38, and they needed 22 yards to get the first down. Minden cannot, or as of right now, has not shown the ability to make those big big, big yardage plays. We saw it a little bit there at the end of the second half, but you got to think that they might have surprised Norfolk Catholic maybe a little bit coming out of the gun in that to end of the second quarter. But right now, Minden not that ability to make the big plays, the speed for Norfolk Catholic, the run game, one of the things Sam Dunn really wanted to establish, been very ineffective as of right now, 14 attempts for just 26 yards for the Minden Whippets. They've been that's been a big part of their success so far this football season. Right now, the Norfolk Catholic Knights just shutting it down.
I think the biggest difference so far in the two teams, the speed that Norfolk Catholic has, not only on offense, we've seen it with the Lions, but also on defense. They've got some guys flying to the ball. And you see one red jersey out there, you'll see three or four.
Yeah, and Mike, with Carson Bloom, the season that he has had so far, and also Jared Spear, remember, he came into this game with over 1,000 yards rushing, 18 total touchdowns, been virtually ineffective. They've tried to get playmaker Carson Bloom. They try to get the football in his hands. Right now, Norfolk Catholic just moving great on the sides of the football, not allowing Norfolk Catholic to get to the outside, a lot like what we saw Lions do to Minden on that long touchdown run that's really been the difference of this first half.
Yeah, we haven't seen a whole lot out of Jared Spear here this afternoon rushing the football. They're trying to get to Bloom the ball a couple of times. He had 600 yards rushing and about 500 yards receiving the ball this year. They're trying to get him the ball a couple of times, but again, Minden having a tough time getting anything going offensively against this very stout defense of Norfolk Catholic. The Knights so far in the ball game has rushed the ball for 153 yards here in the first half of play. They have completed 3 of 9 passes for 54 yards. So they've got about 270 yards of total offense here at halftime. As Tyson mentioned, 14 carries, 26 yards for Minden here at halftime rushing-wise. Derek Kissinger has completed 7 out of 13 passes for 92 yards, so about 118 yards of total offense for Minden here at halftime, being outgained by the Knights 207-118 and being outscored so far here in the first half by a score of 14-0.
But you really got to wonder, when you take a look at those total team stats, where would Norfolk Catholic be right now without the tremendous play that they have seen from Lyons? He's had 97 yards rushing by himself on, I believe, just three carries, 97 yards rushing, obviously the big one on that touchdown run, but also that punt return that he had at the very end there of the first half put Norfolk Catholic again in scoring position. He has been a tremendous athlete. Minden has to find ways to get him shut down.
I think the Minden defense playing well enough to keep the Dogs in the ball game here, if they can get some offense cranked up.
Yeah, certainly we've seen great play from Jack Rafferty. I don't know how many times you have called his name, but other players that you really need to be looking to get involved in this football game, Quinn Rutt, he came in just behind Rafferty on the team's total tackles with 141 tackles, and then Ryan Cremosta as well, 121 total tackles on the season so far. What Minden has to start being able to do is being able to get penetration. Right now, great, and we don't talk about it enough, Mike, but the play on the offensive line, really, there's been only a few times where you've seen Minden able to get pressure in that backfield and stack Norfolk Catholic up right now, and we're just seeing it. You mentioned before the speed, unbelievable from these Norfolk Catholic Knights. We see now why that these Northeast teams are so tough to beat when they get to this point in the playoffs.
Yeah, usually it's the size and just the bulk of these teams up here in Northeast Nebraska. Norfolk Catholic, you get the speed to go right along with that. It makes them doubly tough.
Yeah, and Mike, it really does. And right now, Minden, like I said, when you come out here in the second half, you just cannot be hanging your head on what happened in the last 3 minutes of this football game here in the first half. You've got to be able to come out and try to get your playmakers involved in the game. Really, Carson Bloom, Kissinger, they need to find a connection. They only found it just a few times there in that first half. They really need to get that going again. And really, if you're Minden on the defensive side of the ball, you shut down Lyons, I think you have a really good opportunity to get pressure on their quarterback as well.
You're listening to the Allens Halftime Show here this afternoon on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We'll take a break and come back with more. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
back at Memorial Field in Norfolk here this afternoon. We'll set the stage for the rest of the playoffs here today. In the other Class C1 semifinal game will be played starting at 7 o'clock tonight. That will be Wahoo up against Platteview. They play that one in Platteview tonight. And the winner of this game and the winner of that game will meet in the state championship ball game next Tuesday at 10:15 at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Class A finals are set. That will pit Omaha Burke against Lincoln Southeast. They'll play that one next Tuesday at 7:15. The Class B championship game is set. Elkhorn will play Crete next Monday night at 7:15. Of course, it was Elkhorn. The team has knocked off Adams Central a week ago by a score of 41-7. Crete picked up a win over Gretna in the semifinals, 20-15. We're in Class C1. We've got Norfolk and Minden going this afternoon, with Wahoo and Platteview coming up tonight. Class C2 semifinals going to be played tonight as well. Aquinas is at home to take on Lincoln Christian. That one gets underway at 7 o'clock. And then out west, it'll be Kearney Catholic playing North Platte St. Pat's tonight. Kearney Catholic winners over Crofton in the semifinals, 17-14. North Platte St. Pat's able to knock off Easting St. Cecilia last Tuesday by a score of 13-6 at Duncan Field. So Kearney Catholic plays North Platte St. Pat's at 6 o'clock at Knights of Columbus Field. We'll have the game for you tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 KKVR, beginning of the pregame show at 5:30. The Class D semifinals were played last night. In D1, it was Elgin Pope John knocking off Kennesaw by a score of 40-26. They will play Guardian Angel Central Catholic in the championship game next Monday at 10:15. Guardian Angels winners over Creighton last night by a score of 34-28. And in the Class D2 semifinals from last night, another Northeast Nebraska team, Howells, demolishing Clarkson by a score of 52-14. Howells will take on Sargent for the state championship next Monday at 2:45. Sargent shut out Loomis by a score of 48-0. So again, we're at halftime of the Class C1 state semifinals here this afternoon between Norfolk Catholic and Minden. The Knights have the lead over the Whippets by the score of 14-0. You've been listening to the Allens Halftime Show here this afternoon on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We'll have the second half kickoff right after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Minden and Norfolk Catholic, the football game brought to you in part tonight by Miller Body Shop out of Minden, also the Minden Exchange Bank, and by Stadler Implement. 14-0 is the score. It is Minden trailing Norfolk Catholic here in the semifinals. And with all the construction work, it must be 5 o'clock. The hard hats have come off, and the road graders have come to a screeching halt, and construction is over for another day here.
Oh, boy, Mike, I tell you, things are going well in the northeast part of the state here. Really impressive renovations to Memorial Park, as they call it. This is a park that has a baseball field, a soccer field, and a football field, and it houses all three of the area high school football teams for their home games. And the renovations here are very impressive, but, yeah, construction work is done for the day, and I think some of the construction workers have come in. They're going to catch a good second half here, Mike.
Here at Memorial Field, they've got the brand-new seats set up on the visitor side, brand-new seats here on the home side, a couple of new press boxes built on our side as well. They put down new artificial turf at the beginning of this season. In fact, they're just getting on the field here at the Memorial Field to play these games. So beautiful turf laid down. In addition to the baseball field and the soccer field, they're also building a brand-new water park right behind us. All that stuff is going on at once. And when we pulled up here this afternoon, early this afternoon, we said, wait a minute, we better call the school and find out exactly where this game is being played, because there's no way no way we're going to get in here. In fact, they had chain link fence around most of the football field here this afternoon. A little small little opening for fans to get up into the stands. And yeah, we're playing here, but I'll tell you what, there's construction all the way around this facility in Norfolk. When this thing is done, they tell us this summer of next year, it should be all completed. This is going to be a magnificent kind of amusement facility out here.
Well, Mike, I tell you what, when you have American Legion Baseball over the summer, you can go ahead and do the play-by-play for the Hastings 5 Points baseball team. I'll go ahead and go to the water park. You just take me along with you. What do you say?
I'll tell you what, the baseball field is just to our left, and it's been here for a while, but they're remodeling that as well. They floated some bond issues during the past spring or so, and they're going to have a nice little park area out here in Norfolk when this thing is all said and done with. So we're set to go. Unfortunately, Minden is trailing in the ballgame 14-0, and they have to kick the football to begin the second half. So Norfolk Catholic is going to have a chance to really apply themselves here in the second half and take control of this ballgame.
And that's one of the things you want. If you're Ballard, you really want to take control. Take control early here in the second half. Minden, what little hope they have left or what little enthusiasm they're coming in there,
they're going to drive the ball deep. It's going to be Lyons. He grabs the ball at the 5-yard line, back to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, spins his way to the 25, and brings the ball back out to the 30-yard line. So a great return again by Lyons. He has returned a kickoff for a touchdown this year. In fact, Lyons is averaging 38.6 yards per kick return. That time he brings the ball all the way back out here near the 30-yard line. So it'll be Norfolk Catholic starting first down and 10 on their own territory right at the 30. The Knights will be moving from our right to our left here in quarter number 3, already with a 14-0 lead over the Minden Whippets. Knights will be in the I formation. Beller is at quarterback. He hands the ball away. There's a hole, but it closes down in a hurry across the 30, out to about the 33-yard line. Malachek, the ball carrier there for Norfolk Catholic. Stopped by the Whippets right at the 35. That was Carson Bloom in on the stop for the Whippets. Carson a little slow in getting up there from Minden, but he hops to his feet. That's a guy we can ill afford to get out of the lineup here. This underway in quarter number 3. Norfolk Catholic looking for another state tournament berth in the finals here in Class C1. They can do it with a win over Minden here tonight. Bella's got the ball. Here's a little pitch play. They're going to blow this baby dead. They're going to blow it dead. What do we have here? They're trying the shuttle pass, and here comes the official. It's going to be a call on Norfolk Catholic. Illegal procedure on the Knights. So they blow it dead before the play gets started here. An illegal procedure call on the Knights. It'll cost them 5 yards. Brings the ball back to the 29-yard line, where it's going to bring up second down and about 11 yards to go. Just underway in the third quarter, 14-0. Norfolk Catholic with the lead over the Minden Whippets. Minden looking for their first state championship since 1977 when they won Class B. They got some wood to chop here in the second half of play. Here's Beller with the ball, sprints out left side, tucks it. He's going to run across the 30, out to the 33-yard line. So a pickup from the 29 out to the 33, a pickup of 4 yards in the play. Tackle is made in there by Kissinger, the Minden Whippets, playing on defense here. And Norfolk Catholic now looking at a third down situation. Third down at about 70 yards to go. Just a fantastic season so far for Minden. At an undefeated regular season, first one since 1952. A state playoff victory for the first time since 1985. And now they're trying to get into the finals. But here's a pass downfield. It's just off of the fingertips of the outstretched receiver out there, Connor Ketter, down there at the 45-yard line of Minden. As a Beller threw that one just a little bit too far. Eensy-teensy, just a little bit too far, and the Ketter cannot come down with his fourth down.
Mike, we've seen 3 or 4 plays from Norfolk Catholic like that. If that ball was delivered on the money, those were all touchdowns. Norfolk Catholic has just been a step away from big, big scoring plays here. You've seen their quick strike ability.
All right, so back in the punt formation is going to be a Jordan Beller for Norfolk Catholic. Averages 40.6 yards per kick. He's going to get it away. Good high driving kick against the wind. Carson Bloom settles under it and lets it fall. Bounces at the 30-yard line. It's going to take a Norfolk Catholic bounce down to about the 26.
Down on the 26-yard line where the Whippets will have it.
So the Whippets will have the ball. First down and 10 on their own 26-yard line. Will now be moving from our left to our right here in this third quarter. Here the Whippets with only 118 yards of total offense in the first half of play. Had 26 on the ground, 92 through the air. Kissinger 7 out of 13 through the air for the Minden Whippets. They will start with two wide receivers flipped to the right side of the shotgun set. Derry Kissinger waiting for the snap here from Minden. He's got the ball. He backs up, surveys the field. His pass to the left side is caught at the 30-yard line, and he steps out of bounds. Just a quick pass over there at the 30-yard line as they get the ball to Isaac Carlson. Carlson steps out of bounds after he receives the ball at about the 29.
3-yard gain, second down and 7.
So we'll call it 3 yards in the play, second down, and about 7 yards to go. And the Whippets dressed in their purple pants here tonight with their white football tops. Norfolk Catholic in their all reds here this afternoon. Second down, 7 yards to go, 10:09 to play. Here in quarter number 3, 14-0. Norfolk Catholic with the lead. Larry Kissinger with the ball. Pitch back, comes here to Spear, trying to get outside, and he's stacked up and down he goes. Boy, Spear cannot get started here this afternoon. A 1,000-yard rusher during the year from Minden, but he's got just a handful of yards here. That time, the speed of the Norfolk Catholic defense brings him down as he tried to make it to the corner. A loss of about a yard in the play, second down and about 8 yards to go.
And how crucial is it for the Minden Whippets to get Spear going? Spear, their 1,000-yard rusher, has been ineffective so far in this ballgame, just 15 yards on the game.
Third down and about 8 yards to go. Here's Kissinger with the ball. Stands in the pocket. He throws it across the middle. It's going to be caught out here across the 40 to the 44-yard line. Catch is made there. A nice catch and grab by Spear. You can't get him going out. He's rushing the football. Why not set it up? That time he makes a nice play. Makes the reception at the 44. Hauls it in. That's a first down for Minden. So he moved the stakes here in this third quarter of play. Down to 9 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Minden down by a score of 14-0. Spear makes the reception right on the hash mark at the 44-yard line. Minden comes back out offensively. Here's a pitch back, comes to Carson Bloom. He brings it to the 45 to the 46-yard line. Bloom gets back up. He says his knee didn't go down. The officials say, not so. You're down here. They blow her dead at 46. So Carson Bloom brings it from the 44 up to about the 46-yard line. A pickup of 2 yards in the play. Second down at 8 yards to go. Ball's on the near side hash as Sam Dunn will in the play on the far side. Now we're going to have a penalty here. A penalty flag on the far side of the field is going to be an illegal shift against Minden. So a 5-yard penalty marched off on the Minden Whippets. We have not seen a whole lot of penalties in this football game this afternoon. So Minden is going to be penalized 5 yards here as they bring the ball back to the 39-yard line. So that last play did not count. First down and 15 yards to go now for the Dogs. On their own 39, Kissinger's got the ball, looks right side, he throws it right side. The ball is going to be juggled and dropped here at the 47-yard line. Again, trying to get the ball to Isaac Carlson. He had it in his hands. It was delivered a little bit high. Carlson climbs the ladder, trying to grab that one, and he juggles the ball down to the turf here. It's an incomplete pass. And Mitch Funk is over here defensively for Norfolk Catholic.
You mentioned, Mike, about the penalties. Yeah, really quiet off. Just 2 penalties for Norfolk Catholic, 4 for Minden. The really big penalty was that horse collar that put Norfolk Catholic in great scoring position earlier in the first half.
14-0 is the score. Norfolk Catholic with the lead. Minden has got the ball. Now they go with his double wing set here. Kissinger has got the ball. He backs up. He throws it in the center of the field. That ball is in caught and dropped. Caught and dropped out here at the midfield stripe. Out on the pattern that time was Carson Bloom from Minden. He could not haul it in at the 50-yard line. And now the Whippets looking at third down and long. We'll call it third down and 15 yards to go from their own 39-yard line.
Great job by Carson Bloom to get open, get some space. Just a little slant, a middle slant pattern for Carson Bloom. And Mike, you're right. He cannot drop those at this stage in the football game.
All right, 2 wide receivers split to the right side, 2 wide receivers to the left. Third down and long for the Whippets here in the third quarter. Kissinger stands in the pocket and watches it down the left sideline. The ball is deflected, and it's out of bounds. The intended receiver, in fact, they had a couple of guys over there for Minden. The intended receiver, I think, was Landon Lemke over there on the far sideline. They had a couple of Whippets in the area. You got to wonder if somebody ran the wrong pattern there. They had a couple of Whippets down there at about the 40-yard line. It's incomplete. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation. Fourth down, 15 yards to go. Whippets have the ball on their own 39. They'll have to punt the thing away. Another punt coming up here for the Whippets. That's going to be a Rafferty back here to do the punting. Good pressure by Norfolk Catholic. They can't get to it. And here comes the ball. It's going to go to the far sideline, and it's going to be out of bounds. They may have gotten a little piece of that one. It does not travel far as it goes out of bounds here. I was looking at the deep man in the Lions because he's returned a couple of nice balls for Norfolk Catholic in this ball game, but that punt was partially deflected and it goes out of bounds. They're going to give Norfolk Catholic the ball at the 44-yard line.
And it was partially deflected. Great job by the Norfolk Catholic Knights. They're getting pressure on Rafferty, and they just stuck their hand up. Got a piece of that football. You saw the ball's trajectory change up in the air a little bit. Norfolk Catholic's going to get great field position again, Mike.
Jordan Beller and the offense comes back out. 8:51 to play in the third quarter. You cannot give Norfolk Catholic these opportunities. Nothing so far, so permitted offensively. Here's Beller on the option play. He's into the open again, 45-50, inside Minden territory, down to the 44-yard line. They run a simple option play with Trickston out wide to the left side. They come this way with a play as Beller takes the ball down to the 44-yard line. That is a first down for the Knights. They have moved the ball into Minden territory. As the clock continues to run, now Norfolk Catholic doing exactly what they want to do here, and that's just hanging on the football. Watch the clock run down and stick one in the end zone here. That would be a huge mountain for Minden to overcome, down by three scores. Beller comes up to the line of scrimmage, first down, 10 yards to go. Hands the ball away. That's a Malachek. He's got a hole across the 40, down to the 35-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Quinn Rutt, the outside linebacker for the Whippets, but that was a huge gain. 9 yards on that play there. So Jordan Malachek takes the ball for 9 yards down to the 35-yard line, a huge opening on the left side of the offensive line there for Norfolk Catholic. And now the Knights are just pounding the ball at this defense of Minden. They've been out there a while here in this ball game, and a lot of these guys going two ways for the Whippets. Second down and a yard to go. Football is at the 35-yard line of Minden. And here's Beller. He wants to throw the football. He's got time. He throws one into the end zone. The ball is caught, and it drops. Funk had the ball in the end zone. It was dropped back there in coverage for the Whippets. Was it Jared Spear? But that had 6 points written all over that, baby, as they take the ball downfield to Nate Funk. He could not haul it in the end zone, so it's an incomplete pass. So a nice shot there on second down and one. Why not go deep? As Beller took the ball into the end zone. Funk could not come up with it. Now Norfolk Catholic looking at a very manageable situation here. Third down and a yard to go from the Minden 35-yard line. Beller up under center, hands the ball away. They give it to one of their big old fullbacks there, crashing forward down to the 34-yard line. Running the football there was Jackson Love. Love, the 6-foot, 185-pound sophomore. Big old bruiser inside, big old boy there. As he takes it down to the 34-yard line, and Norfolk Catholic moves the chains. So they pick up another first down on the march here in the third quarter, down to 7 minutes and 43 seconds to play. 14-0, Norfolk Catholic has got the lead.
And Minden's defense has to be worn down, Mike. I mean, Norfolk Catholic, they're able to keep fresh legs in. They still have 5 or 4 different running backs in on different formations, and right now just really pounding the ball at Minden.
All right, here's a handoff again across the 30-yard line down to about the 28. They've got just a stable of running backs, and there's another one in there for Norfolk Catholic. That's Nick Arnold. Nick Arnold, who got one of the starts here today, the running back position for Norfolk Catholic back in there. Arnold, a 6-foot, 165-pound junior. He has rushed for 783 yards so far this season coming into this ball game. He picks up about 6 yards there. Second down and 4 yards to go. Norfolk Catholic with the ball down here at the Minden 28-yard line. The Knights moving from our right to our left here in the quarter number three. Here's a pitch back again to Arnold. That time, not much there as he is stacked up on the sweep to the left side. Tackle is made in there by Christian Schwenka for the Minden defense. And now Norfolk Catholic looking at a third down situation. Third down and about 4 yards to go. Ball is placed down here in between the 26 and 27-yard line of Minden. End of the ball game now, the dangerous Luke Lyons. He will check in. Lyons will be a wide receiver split to the short side of the field here for Norfolk Catholic. Now he's going to line up as a kind of a wing back over here with the backs in the I formation. Lyons now goes in motion out to the far side. They're going to hand the ball away as they angle up here to the left side as Malachek takes the ball down to about the 25-yard line. That's going to be a little bit shy, I think, of a first down. Yeah, he'll be about a half a yard shy of a first down. So now the head coach for Norfolk Catholic, Jeff Beller, will have a decision to make here. He's up by 2 scores, 14-0. You've got a great field goal kicker in the Drew Farley. We may see him right here to try to tack on 3 more. And that's going to be the case as Drew Farley is into the ballgame. This will be a 42-yard field goal attempt. So a 42-yard field goal attempt here from Drew Farley from the near side hash mark. They're trying to give Norfolk Catholic a 17-0 lead in this ballgame. Farley is 0-for-2 on field goals so far in this ballgame. Ball is down and the kick is up. Farley gets into the football. That one's going to sail. a little bit off of the right side, and it's going to be a little bit short as well. So Farley, who they said could kick one 50 yards plus, they haven't seen that so far. He tried a 58-yarder at the end of the first quarter with a wind to his back. He's had his troubles here kicking in this direction. He's 0 for 2. He pushes that one wide right, so Minden dodges a bullet. 5 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. Now the Whippets, the guy gets something going offensively.
Right, Mike. Offensive struggle's really been the story for the Minden Whippets. Got to get it going offensively. Look for Coach Sam Dunn to do something a little bit different with this offense. The running game has so far been unsuccessful. You got to start to taking some shots here with 5:30 left to play in the third quarter.
All right, Kissinger will pitch the ball back here to Sperry. He tries to turn the corner. He's not going to get there, and he's brought down. Back there at the 18-yard line, getting through there and knocking him down was Connor Ketter. Ketter, the defensive end there on that right side, had 73 stops coming to the football game here this afternoon. He picked up a big one there, a loss of 2 yards on the play, second down and 12. Tell you what, the Minden defense playing well enough to keep this team around. If we had any kind of an offense, Minden might be able to make some noise here in this one. They're down 14-0. 5 minutes to play here in quarter number three. We're at Memorial Field in Norfolk here this afternoon. Kissinger up under center, hands the ball away, and again they get penetration. Knocks down Rafferty, a loss of 2 yards in the play. That time busting through there was the same guy, Connor Ketter, again. So back-to-back plays there. Someone made him mad. As the Ketter comes out, makes two great defensive plays there for Norfolk Catholic, and now Minden looking at third down and 14 yards to go as the ball is pushed back here to about the 17-yard line. Maybe closer to 13 yards to go. They're down in 13 for Minden. They play with the double wing set. Kissinger wants to throw the ball, and the center of the field is going to be intercepted. Intercepted at 35, back to the 30, to the 25-yard line, to the far sideline at 20, takes the ball down to the 15. The ball is intercepted there by Brandon Becker. Brandon Becker gets his second interception of the 2011 season. He picks that baby off right in the center of the field at the 35-yard line. A nice return, takes it to the far side, finally popped out of bounds to the 15, and Norfolk Catholic is in the red zone again here in the third quarter.
First turnover for Minden here on the offensive side of the ball. Turning the ball over there, just a route that was run. Well, it was thrown just a little bit high. Great play by Becker. And look here, Mike, Norfolk Catholic in the red zone again. Watch out.
4 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 14-0, Knights have the ball. So Becker gets the interception for Norfolk Catholic. Now they go right to work. They throw it into the end zone. Caught for the touchdown. It is caught for the touchdown, and grabbing the ball for a Norfolk Catholic with Riley Nake. He goes high in the air to grab that one. They go right to work. A lot of teams do that after you get the change of momentum. They go for the jugular vein, and they get a touchdown there, thrown from 14 yards out, and Norfolk Catholic goes out on top by a score of 20-0.
A great play call there. And Mike, you said it. Go for the jugular. Go for the throat. You've just got a big momentum shift, and they do. They had single coverage. Number 40 wide open on that far end zone. Easy 6 points for Norfolk Catholic, and another one-play try for the Norfolk Catholic Knights.
So it's now a 20-0 ball game. Here comes the PAT. Ball is down. The kick is up there, and the kick splits the uprights. It is good. So with 4 minutes and 6 seconds to play now in quarter number three from Memorial Field in Norfolk, we'll take a break with a score. Norfolk Catholic 21, Minden nothing.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Coverage of the 2011 State High School Football Playoffs brought to you in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service and a strong commitment to area youth. One of the many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. And by Misco's Sports in Kearney. Misco's has been keeping us better equipped for the games that we play for years now. Go see them on the bricks in downtown Kearney. Get your game on at Misco's. So now 21-0 is the score. Norfolk Catholic out on top of the Minden Whippets in this Class B, actually Class C1, the semifinals here tonight at Memorial Field. Here's the run-up and the booth. As the Minden watches that one, it's going to be fielded here at the 15-yard line, back to the 20, center of the field, 25 out to the 26, 27-yard line. That's where Minden will start, first down and 10 in their own 26. Ball is returned there by Ryan Kermosta for the Whippets. But now Minden, who had only 118 yards of total offense in the first half, went nowhere in their last possession as they ran into a Norfolk Catholic defense that was snarling a little bit coming out of that, the halftime locker rooms. They had to punt the football away. And Norfolk Catholic sticks one in here in the third quarter. They had a lead by a score of 21-0. Kissinger in there at the quarterback. He's going to fake the handoff. He's going to run it himself, and he's going to be brought down. Trying to angle off on the left side as Kissinger is brought down. Maybe get back to the line of scrimmage, but again, a nice play by the Norfolk Catholic defense. And now we can see why this team has allowed only 9.7 points per ball game all season long. They have done a tremendous job defensively here against Minden here tonight. No gain in the play. Second down and 10 yards to go. Kissinger again is going to carry it himself. Tries to get outside. Hemmed in. He's hitting down. It goes. Ketter is over there again for a Norfolk Catholic. Also over there for the Knights was number 54. Another linebacker helping it out over there. That's Cody Raymakers for Norfolk Catholic. So Kissinger with a couple of running plays there to the short side of the field and nothing but red shirts over there for the Knights.
Well, he's trying to spread it out the field there on that run play a little. Just a little quick option there. Norfolk Catholic reads it perfectly again. It seems like, Mike, everything Minden is trying to throw offensively at the Knights defense, they've been able to respond, and Minden virtually ineffective offensively here in this second half.
Third down and long now for the Whippets. This time they pitch the ball back, and I think he wanted to do something with it, but he is going to be tackled back here at the 16-yard line. That was Carson Bloom. Looked like he wanted to do something with a football, either A, quick kick it, or B, throw the ball downfield. He didn't have a chance. Guess who? That was a getter in there again, I think, for Norfolk Catholic to bring him down. A loss in the play back to the 16-yard line. So three plays there for Minden. They go absolutely nowhere. And it is fourth down and long for the Whippets. Fourth down and 20.
In fact, yeah, Mike, they go backwards there. Ketter has played like a beast on the defensive side of the ball for Knights. He's been blowing everything up. The Minden is trying to run at him. And I think, yeah, Mike, like you said, maybe a trick play gone awry there. And Ketter gets the big stop here. Oh, my gosh.
Now, roughly, he's got problems with the other snap on the punt. He's got to run it himself. And he's going to be tackled at the 7-yard line. And things are starting to unravel now for the Minden Whippets. The snap came back low. Rafferty picks it up on the hop, and he had nowhere to go as there was penetration again from the redshirts. He tried to run it to the far side. He was stopped at the 7-yard line. So now a mistake on special teams, and the wheels are falling off of the wagon here for the undefeated Minden Whippets.
And, Mike, two special teams mistakes early in the first half. You saw Jack with two mishandled snaps. There's the third one. That time, Norfolk Catholic able to get to him. And they hit the ball here on the 7-yard line. Expect another quick strike here for Norfolk Catholic.
2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Norfolk Catholic here in the Class C1 state semifinals starting to put it to the Minden Whippets. As a Beller comes up, two tight ends, power eye formation from the 7-yard line of Minden, and now the Whippets jump. The Whippets jump up front. And I think this is going to cost Minden a couple of yards here as the officials come in to somebody move up front offensively for Norfolk Catholic. As the officials will make the call, it's going to be an offside call here on the Whippets. So it'll be half of the distance to the goal line. They'll move the ball down to about the 3.5-yard line. And now Norfolk Catholic, the Knights, will have four shots for the 3.5-yard line of Minden, already leading by the score of 21-0. This drive set up by the muff punt. The low snap as Rafferty could not get it away. Here's a handoff. They take it off the right side, angling down to the 2, powering the way down to the 1-yard line. The Whippets stop him right there. That's a Jackson Love carrying the ball. A sophomore running back for a Norfolk Catholic. Jackson Love takes the ball down to about the 2-yard line. It's now second down and goal. Clock is running with a minute and 49 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It was 14-0 at halftime. Norfolk Catholic adding a touchdown here in the third quarter. They threw that 14-yard touchdown pass from Jordan Beller to Riley Naik, and now they're looking to cash in on another one right here. We had an offsetting penalties there. So they're going to offset, and they're going to run the football here at the 2-yard line. Might have occurred a little bit after the action there. So offsetting penalties. It'll be Norfolk Catholic with the ball. It'll be second down at about 1.5 yards to go for the touchdown on the far side hash mark. Checking in the ball game now will be Riley Naik. He's the guy who got that last touchdown for Norfolk Catholic. He will line up here. He'll be in the backfield. They're going to have three guys in the backfield with two tight ends, so the power is set. And they're going to roll the ball. Here's a pass into the end zone. It's going to be caught for the touchdown. That's going to be caught for the touchdown. That's Nate again. They play action, pass it from the 1.5 yard line as Beller fakes the ball up inside, rolls it then to the left side, and he throws it into the end zone to Riley Nate coming out of the backfield. Riley Nate gets a couple of touchdown receptions here in the third quarter, and now Norfolk Catholic goes out on top of a score of 27-0. That was set up on the muff punt. And now Norfolk Catholic will try the extra point here. 27-0 now. They lead the Minden Whippets in the Class C1 state semifinals. This is Drew Farley back into the ball game for the PAT. Ball is up. Kick is launched high into the air. The extra point is through the pipes. It is good. 28-0. It's now Norfolk Catholic with a lead. You're listening to High School Football Tonight on The Breeze.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, the Minden Whippets open the door. They're muffing a punt deep in their own territory. Three plays, 7 yards was the drive there for the Norfolk Catholic Knights. They get the 1.5 yard touchdown pass from Jordan Feller to Riley Nake. Sticks it in there for the second touchdown of the third quarter. So they scored 2 touchdowns, 14 points in about 3.5 minutes of the second quarter. And now Norfolk Catholic has scored about, 14 points again in a matter of 2.5 minutes here in quarter number three. They have opened the door now. The floodgates are open. 28-0 is the score. And now Minden in real trouble here in the Class C1 state semifinals. There's the run up and the boot. It's going to be returned here by Carmosa at the near sideline. 15-20 brings it back to the hash mark. 25 to about the 28-yard line. So Carmosa brings the ball to the 28-yard line for Minden. And now the whipping offense, who were absolutely in reverse on their last series. They ran 3 plays, net of minus 10 yards. They come back out here and trying to get something going against this Norfolk Catholic defense.
And that's the point, Mike, we want to make. We stressed in the pregame that this was a battle of two great defensive teams. The only thing Minden has played, that despite the score, that they have not played that bad defensively. The offense and the special teams' miscues have really put them in bad situations.
Here's Kissinger, play action pass. The pass across the middle is going to be caught out here across the 45-yard line out to the 50. That's going to be a first down to get the ball to Carson Bloom. So it's now Minden probably going to the passing attack the rest of the way here. They're going to just ban probably their double wing set when they've been trying to run the football. They need some points as Kissinger finds Bloom right across the middle there as he hauls it in at the 50-yard line. That's a first down for the Whippets. We're down to a minute and 22 seconds to play in the third quarter. Wide receivers go left and right, high formation. There's a handoff now to Bloom. He stumbles forward across the 50. Down to about the 49-yard line of Norfolk Catholic. We've got a penalty flag down. Cutter able to stop there for the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. So a penalty flag down here. Came on the snap. The officials will make the call. Here it's an illegal shift. An illegal shift on the Minden, so that will cost them 5 yards. That's their second penalty of this third quarter. 28-0 is the score. We're at Memorial Field in Norfolk. Here tonight for the Class C1 state semifinals on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. An action from North Platte starting here soon. North Platte, St. Pat's, and Kearney Catholic. That's the action on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Like the pregame show just now getting underway. First down, 15 yards to go from the 45-yard line. Handoff, big open. Opening across the 50, 45, 40. That's Spear. He takes the ball out of the 35-yard line of Norfolk Catholic. So that is the best running play we have seen out of Jared Spear in this ball game tonight as he rumbles all the way down to the 35-yard line. That is a first down for the Minden Whippets. So Jordan Spear finally getting into the action here. Finds some running room as he takes it off the left side, and now we've got an injured player here for Norfolk Catholic flat on his back at the 43-yard line. So we've got an injured player for the Knights, and we've got an injury timeout. We'll take a break. 51 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Norfolk Catholic 28, Minden nothing.
People you know, community people, people you know.
community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
It seems we're always trying to answer the age-old question, what's the perfect car? But as our needs change, so does the answer to that question. Finding the right car insurance from a State Farm agent is the answer to your car insurance. Hi, I'm State Farm agent Laura Schneider, and now State Farm is giving qualified policyholders a discount up to 40% on car insurance. So whether you have a claim or just a simple question, see me, State Farm agent Laura Schneider, at 410 North Minnesota today.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So the injured player was the free safety, Brandon Becker, the junior. It looks like he has got a leg injury as he comes to the near sideline. The injury report brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist of Hastings, providing a full scope of orthopedic care, including fracture care, total joint replacement, sports medicine, arthritic joint relief and surgery, and back and spine care and surgery for people of all ages. That's Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine of Hastings. First down, 10 yards to go. The football is at the 35-yard line of Norfolk Catholic. Kissinger wants to throw the ball. The pass is going to be caught down here inside the 15 to the 10-yard line. And that's Carmosta with the reception there for the Minden Whippets. And this is the first opportunity for Minden in the red zone here this afternoon, this evening. We've got 39 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's 28 to nothing. Norfolk Catholic with a lead, but now Minden threatening here. And the Norfolk fans come alive here. The football will be placed down at the 7-yard line on a nice catch by Carmosta at the 7. Here's Kissinger with the ball, rolls right side. He throws it. It's going to be caught for the touchdown. It is caught for the touchdown. In there is Isaac Carlson. So Isaac Carlson grabs that one, a 7-yard touchdown reception, and Minden gets on the board. They made that baby look easy. Took the ball right down the field, throwing the football behind Derrick Kissinger, and now he throws a 7-yard touchdown strike. That one occurs with 27 seconds to play in the third quarter, so Derrick Kissinger goes 7 yards to Isaac Carlson, and Minden is on the scoreboard here this evening. And here comes the extra point coming up for the Whippets. Ball is down, and the kick is up, and the extra point is going to be drilled to the uprights. It is good. So the extra point is going to be good, and Minden gets on the scoreboard. 27 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break now with a score in Norfolk Catholic 7. Norfolk Catholic 28, Minden 7.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Minden, go four plays, 72 yards, a nice drive there, basically through the air on that one, as Derrick Kissinger found Isaac Carlson for a 7-yard touchdown strike down here. And the Minden Whippets are on the scoreboard now with 27 seconds to play in the third quarter. Still some time, the three-possession ball game, as Minden will kick the ball away here. The Whippets will get into the football, leading by the score of trailing by a score of 28-7, as Kissinger will kick off here for the Whippets and bringing the ball back. Look out, 25-30, 35, and stumbles his way out to the 40-yard line. That is Luke Lyons. And boy, every time he brings the return back, you're just holding your breath. He is that close to taking the ball the distance each and every time he carries the ball. That time Lyons is tripped up at the 39-yard line, first down for the Knights.
And he was one player away from breaking a big kick return here. Ends up getting the 40. Every time Minden grabs momentum, it seems like Lyons is right there to steal it right back.
All right, so now the Knights come back out here. That's it, Jordan Beller with his offensive unit, hands the ball away. Here's Belacek at the 40, down the sideline, 45 to the 50, and he is brought down at the 48-yard line of Minden. So Belacek takes the ball down to the 48-yard line of Minden, That is a pickup of 12 yards in the play by the senior running back, Jordan Malacek, 6'2", 180 pounds. So they move the sticks again, down to 10 seconds to play in this third quarter, a 28-7 ball game. Norfolk Catholic with the lead here. And now they look for the play from their head coach and Jeff Beller here on the near sideline. They're going to just let the clock tick down, and we're going to reach the zeros in the end zone. We're going to go to the fourth and final quarter with Norfolk Catholic out on top. So three quarters in the books here tonight in the Class C1 state semifinals from Memorial Field in Norfolk. We'll take a break with a score. Norfolk Catholic 28, Minden 7.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Coverage of the 2011 State High School Football Playoffs brought to you in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings and by Misco Sports out of Kearney. We start the fourth quarter of play. First down here. First down, 10 yards to go. It's Norfolk Catholic with a ball. Lions is into the open again. 45, 40, 35, 30. Look out. Penalty flags down. 20, 15, 10, 5. He walks into the end zone for the touchdown, but a penalty flag is back up field, back up here at the 46-yard line. So Lions comes on the reverse to the near side, took it down the near side sideline here, got into the end zone for the score from 48 yards away. But this one is coming back. It's going to be a penalty marched off here on Norfolk Catholic. So Lions again takes the ball into the end zone for Norfolk Catholic. But the Knights going to be guilty of a foul here. It's going to be a hold on Norfolk Catholic, and they'll march that baby off 10 yards from the spot of the foul. So a big, big penalty here on the top-seeded Knights. They'll bring the ball back here to the 44-yard line. So first down and 20 yards to go. So instead of 6 points on the scoreboard, the offensive unit comes back out there. But, again, Luke Lyons doing some damage here for Norfolk Catholic. So the Knights going to line up now just in a double tight end situation to go with the eye power set. There's a handoff straight up the gut here as they bring the ball out to about the 49-yard line. Carrying the ball there for Norfolk Catholic was Jackson Love. Jackson Love, the sophomore, takes it to about the 49. It's going to pick up 7 yards on the play, second down and 13. Now the Knights not afraid of the clock here. They're just going to watch it tick down in front of them. We're down to 11 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Winner of this ball game moves on to the Class C1 state championship game. Coming up next Tuesday at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, they will play at 10:15. Against the winner of the Wahoo Platteview ball game. There's a handoff, the angle off left side across the 50, down to the 48-yard line. Carson Bloom makes a crushing stop there as they take the ball down to about the 48. So now Norfolk Catholic looking at a third down situation. Third down and about 12 yards to go in the fourth quarter of play here tonight. High school football from Memorial Field in Norfolk. Coming your way this afternoon on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Third down, 12 yards to go. Knights have the ball. Now the whip at 48-yard line. Beller wants to throw. There's a pump fake. He's got a man that overthrows him. Guess who? That was Luke Lyons again out here. That little pump fake got him loose from a Carson Bloom, but Beller overthrows him a little bit here. It's an incomplete pass, and it brings up fourth down and 12. And now the Knights will have to punt the football. That's going to give Minden an opportunity here. Their defense has done the job against the Norfolk Catholic's offense off of the field here. Now Carson Bloom will drop back deep here for the Minden Whippets. He'll stand at his own 15-yard line, 10.5 minutes to play. In quarter number four, the Whippets are down by 3 scores here in this ballgame. The punter is going to be Jordan Beller. He averages 40.6 yards per kick for the Knights. He will get the ball away. A pretty good kick. It's going to back up. It's going to Carson Bloom at the 5-yard line. makes a move at the 6 to the 7 to the 8-yard line, and he falls down at the 9. So the Minden Whippets will start deep in their own territory at their own 9-yard line, but they've got the football trailing in this ball game by a score of 28-7.
A couple mistakes there by Carson Bloom. As a punt returner, you should always plant your feet on the 10-yard line. If that ball is going to go over your head, don't try to chase it. And then on the return, gets past Lyons there and then runs into his own man, Mike.
All right, so Whippets are having problems on special teams. And now we got to get the offense cranked up here tonight. They did a good job the last time they had the ball. 4 plays, 72 yards. Took it right down the field, got a touchdown pass. But now Kissinger comes back out. He's going to crank it up again. Goes to the far side. It's going to be caught here at the 13-yard line across the 15 to about the 16. And a ball goes out to Isaac Carlson again, number 3 on that far sideline. So they move the ball from the 9 out to about the 15-yard line, a pickup of 6 yards on the play. We'll call it second down and 4 yards to go. Minden now in the offensive passing attack here. Yeah, wide receivers put out to the left side. Kissinger grabs the ball, throws it out here. The ball's going to be caught. Bloom has got the ball at the 20. He brings it to the 21-yard line. So Carson Bloom brings the ball to the 21. Tackle is made in there by Zach Pospisil, who's into the ball game now. A 5'10", 145-pound sophomore for Norfolk Catholic. First down, 10 yards to go. As the Minden Whippets will move the stakes here. They got a first down. They'll mark the football at about the 21. Kissinger will be in the spread set. 2 wide receivers to the left and 2 wide receivers to the right side. Kissinger grabs the ball about knee-high. Goes over to the left side. It's intercepted. Luke Lyons has got the ball at the 35-yard line to the 30, and he is tripped up at the 27. Just threw that baby up for grabs. Luke Lyons picks her off there for Norfolk Catholic, and the Knights have the football back. First down and 10 on the Minden 27-yard line.
Mikey, really, when you talk about throwing it up for grabs, put a lot of air into that football. And, who but Lyons should come down with that football? He has been a threat on the special team. He's been a threat on the offensive side of the ball. And here getting an interception that will really, really put Minden in a big hole.
You know, statistically, Lyons did not have a bang-out season. He's getting a job done here in the state semifinals. They hand the ball away to a Malachek. There's sidesteps the man. Takes the ball down to about the 24-yard line for a Norfolk Catholic. So they move the ball from about the... But from about the 28 down to the 24-yard line, we'll give them 4 yards in the play. Second down and 6 yards to go. And now the Knights can start working on the clock here. We're down to 9 minutes and 9 seconds to play. We'll be under 9 minutes when we snap this ball here. 28-7 is the score. Norfolk Catholic looking for another playoff win here. They have won 24 straight ball games. And this is a team that is just used to playing in the state championship ball game. Here's Beller with the ball. He's going to be hitting the backfield, and down he goes. A huge loss. All the way back here to the 35-yard line. He is sacked on a play. Getting through there for Minden was Christian Schwenke. Christian Schwenke, the 220-pound senior defensive end, makes his stop there all the way back to the 35-yard line as a Beller, well, indecision there. He's looking left, and he came back to the right side. At that time, Christian Schwenke brings him down. So a loss back here to the 35-yard line. Minden now has to look for a big defensive stop here. Third down, 18 yards to go. A turnover will be ideal right here. Third down, 18 yards to go. The ball is pushed back to the 35-yard line. There's Beller up under center. They're going to hand the ball away. Big hole across the 30, 25, down to the 20-yard line. Carrying the mail that time for Norfolk Catholic was Kyle Schaefer. Well, they just keep coming in there with running back after running back. Kyle Schaefer carries the ball there. A junior running back found a huge opening on the left side of the offensive line. Takes the ball all the way down to the Minden 21-yard line. But because of the loss in that preceding play, they're still looking at a fourth down situation right here. Norfolk Catholic will go for it. Fourth down, ball is in about the 21-yard line. Fourth down and about 2 yards to go. Now they're going to try a field goal attempt. A field goal attempt as Farley is back out there, Drew Farley. This will be a 37-yard field goal attempt from the far side hash mark, a 37-yard field goal attempt. Ball is down, kick is up. And the kick is sailing toward the upright. That baby is going to be good. A 37-yard field goal attempt by Drew Farley is good. So he finally gets one banged home here as he knocks one home from 37 yards out. And we'll take a break. 7 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the ball game. It's now Norfolk Catholic 31, Minden 7.
People you know, community people, people you know, community. community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Memorial Field in Norfolk. Score is 31-7 now. Norfolk Catholic has got the lead. Here comes the run-up and the boots by, looks like it's going to be, Luke Lyon's going to kick off, and he bangs that one in the end zone.
He kicks, too.
He must kick, too. So Luke Lyons, he's done everything else. He's intercepted a pass. He's run the ball. He's caught the ball. He's brought the ball back on a punt return. Now he kicks off and he just bangs that baby through the end zone. So we got Beller, we got Lyons, both great kickers here for Norfolk Catholic. And we throw in the field goal kicker with Farley, who just knocks home a 37-yarder. And bam, just like that, 31-7 is the score. Norfolk Catholic out on top. And now the Minden Whippets will come back out here. First down, 10 yards to go from their own 20-yard line. Pitchback comes to Bloom. In trouble as he gets outside and he's knocked down. A loss of a couple of yards on the play there. As Bloom sweeps it to the right side and getting over there for Norfolk Catholic to make the stop was Scott Vollmer. Vollmer, 5'10", 215-pound senior for the Knights. 7 minutes to play now in the ball game. 31-7 is the score. Norfolk Catholic has got the lead, and now the Minden Whippets and their old Bombers are starting to drop here. That is second down and 12 yards to go. The ball pushed back in between the 18- and 19-yard line. Dogs moving from our right to our left here in this third quarter. Look out, quarterback sack. Kissinger is going to be sacked on the play. Coming off of the corner and making the sack is going to be Luke Smith. The outside linebacker coming on the blitz. No one picked him up that time offensively for Minden. Luke Smith gets his third sack of the 2011 season as Kissinger is brought down all the way back here. They're going to spot the football at the 10-yard line. So third down and 20 yards to go. Football is at the 10-yard line of Minden. So great defensive pressure there by Norfolk Catholic. Now Kissinger from the gun. Play action pass, wants to throw it. The ball is going to be chipped, and it's going to be caught here by Bloom. Out here at the 25-yard line, did he hang on to it? Yes. Ball was chipped there initially by Norfolk Catholic. Bloom stays after it. He gets the reception at the 25-yard line, but still Minden is going to be short of a first down. They're going to be about 5 yards shy of a first down at the 25-yard line. But now we'll see what head coach Sam Dunn, he likes to do here for Minden. We're down to 5 minutes and 44 seconds to play. Fourth down, 5 yards to go. The football is at the 25, and he's going to bring on the punt team. So Minden is going to punt the football away on fourth down and 5 yards to go. Rafferty is back in there. That punt is high. Here comes the kick. We got a penalty flag down. A fair catch is called for at the 45-yard line. We'll check out the flag. It was right on the snap for Minden as Rafferty gets that one away. Well, the Whippets, now the officials will confer with 5 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. So it appears that Norfolk Catholic will move on to the Class C1 state championship ball game. They will play next Tuesday at 10:15 at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. There's going to be an illegal procedure call here. That's going to be declined. Norfolk Catholic will get the ball back. Well, it just doesn't seem like the state finals unless Norfolk Catholic is there. They've already won 7 state championships. Their head coach, Jeff Beller, has won 6 of those. Now they'll be back trying for number 8 here next week.
Well, this will be their third straight trip to Lincoln after losing to St. Cecilia in 2009, defeating Pierce in 2010. And Norfolk Catholic just has to salt these last 5 minutes and 24 seconds away here.
All right, so they come up. They're going to have 2 tight ends with a power eye formation here. They're just going to be content with running the football as they go straight ahead there out to about the 48-yard line. Gang tackle there by the Minden Whippets. Carrying the ball for a Norfolk Catholic that time was Nick Arlt. So Nick Arlt carrying the ball there, a 6-foot, 165-pound junior for Norfolk Catholic. Ball is approaching the midfield stripe now, right in the center of the field, and this one is going to be a solid away here as the Minden Whippets are going to finish their season with a mark of 11 wins. And 1 loss, their most successful season They have had it a long, long time. There's a pitch back again. Coming to the near side, he's going to be stopped that time. Trying to get outside was Arnold again. He is stopped on that play by Jake Rafferty, the outside linebacker for the Whippets. A loss of about a yard or so on the play. It's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down, the ball is pushed back here to the 47-yard line. We're down to 4.5 minutes to play here in this one. Again, more action coming your way tonight on our network of stations. We've got the Class C2 state semifinal ball game between North Platte, St. Pat's, and Kearney Catholic. That one just getting underway in a matter of minutes out at Knights of Columbus Field in North Platte. North Platte, St. Pat's, the team that knocked off Hastings St. Cecilia in the quarterfinals a week ago. There's a third down and 7 situation as they just keep her on the ground there. Not much there as they get it up to about the 48-yard line. And now Garfield Catholic will have to punt the football away. Running the football again was Arnold, so he gets 3 straight carries there for Norfolk Catholic. He nets about 3 yards, and now the Knights will have to punt the football away. Fourth down and 7 yards to go. Clock is running at the 3:46 mark. Dropping back deep for the Minden Whippets is going to be Bloom, I do believe, inside the 15. Yeah, Bloom drops back deep at the 5-yard line or so, or the 15-yard line. And we're going to get this punt away. This is a Beller to do the kicking for Norfolk Catholic. High in the air. Bloom grabs the ball at the 15, fumbles it, picks it back up at the 16. He angles off on the right side, and he's dropped to the 20-yard line. So Carson Bloom is brought down at the 20-yard line, and that's where Minden will start first down and 10 on their own 20, trailing in the ball game by a score of 31-7. This one at halftime was a 14-0 ball game in favor of Norfolk Catholic. They didn't score until the final 3 minutes and 45 seconds of the second quarter. So Minden got to a great start today, but just did not have the offense to go toe-to-toe with a team like Norfolk Catholic.
Ultimately, Mike, I think that's going to be how this game ends up. But Minden just really unsuccessful on the offensive side of the ball.
Here's the pitch back coming here. Minden has got some new folks into the ball game here as they're going to just wind up the season here. Just a short game there as they try to sweep it off on the right side. We'll try to pick up some of the new faces in the ball game now for Minden as that one is taken to the right side. That was Spear carrying the ball. He's had just one or two carries or anything to mention here in the ball game tonight. As he's had a tough time getting started here against a very good defense from Norfolk Catholic. We're down to 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play. That was a pickup of only 2 yards in the play. There's a pitch back now to Carmosta, who's into the ball game. Carmosta brings the ball up to about the 29-yard line. So Minden now looking at a third down situation. Third down at about 3 yards to go. So Ryan Carmosta, a junior running back, 160-pounder, now seeing some playing time back there. Minden is looking at a third down situation here. And the fans down in front of us for Norfolk Catholic start to celebrate here. Third down and short for Minden. There's a handoff as it just goes straight ahead. That's Carson Bloom. He brings it to the 30, maybe to the 31-yard line. And that's going to be about a yard shy of a first down. So it's going to bring up a fourth down and 1 situation. Minden with the ball on their own 31. We're down to 2:04 to play now here in the fourth quarter from Memorial Field in Norfolk. And Minden, why not have to go for it here on fourth down at a yard as Kissinger pitches the ball back to Carmosta, sweeps right side. He's got the first down and more across the 35 out to the 39-yard line. So Carmosta brings the ball out to the 39. First down there for the Whippets. Tackle is made in there by Zach Pospisil for Norfolk Catholic, but it doesn't make much difference now. We're down to a minute and 48 seconds to play in the fourth quarter, and the Dogs are trailing by a score of 31-7.
And you mentioned before a little bit about Spear, their 1,000-yard rusher that they had coming in. We had a flag on the play.
Yeah, the quarterback, Kissinger, came up under center and immediately a flag. And we'll see. Officials will discuss things. It looks like it's going to be a 5-yard penalty marched off against Minden. Why not? Sam Dunn is questioning the call over there on the far side. He wants an explanation, but they're ready to step it off here against the Minden Whippets. 2011 State High School football coverage brought to you in part by Misco Sports out of Kearney and by 5 Points Bank of Hastings. And supporters of high school athletics.
And going back to the point about Spears, you know, he's been a huge, huge part of this Minden offense all season long. So far, I've got him for 9 carries, 36 yards. He broke off a 21-yard run and an 11-yard run. Other than that, Mike, been a very ineffective for the Whippet offense.
And now they're going to pick up and wave off that last penalty. So after they thought about it for a while, they waved this baby off. That's going to bring up a first down and 10 situation. First down and 10 Ball is on the 39-yard line. Here's a pitch play to Bloom. Hits outside the numbers at the 40 is hemmed in. Cuts back at the 45 to the 47-yard line. So Carson Bloom carries the mail there. We're down to a minute and a half to go. A pickup from the 40 out to the 47-yard line. All for stats right here. Mm-hmm. All for numbers. They give him 7 yards on the play. Second down at about 3 yards to go. Maybe closer to two as they're going to give him the 48-yard line here. So second down and two. Carson Bloom on an 8-yard run there for the Minden Whippets. Ball's on the near side hash mark. They'll snap the ball with under a minute to play here in the ball game. Here's Kissinger. He wants to throw it. He does, and in the center of the field, it's going to be overthrown. Trying to get the ball to a John Barton in the center of the field. That was grossly overthrown there by Kissinger. That's going to bring up a third down situation. So third down and about 2 yards to go. The football at the 48. The clock is stopped now. 58 seconds to play here in this one.
Once again, a big credit to the Norfolk Catholic Knights defense here. You know, we talked about the ineffectiveness of the Minden offense, but that wasn't due to performance. I mean, Norfolk Catholic came out, played very fast, played a very physical football game, and their defense, no doubt about it, won them this game.
All right, third down and 2 yards to go. Kissinger wants to throw, comes to the near side. The ball's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted at the 33-yard line, and is that Luke Lyons again? No. Another guy back here for a Norfolk Catholic. Stepping in his place is going to be Ethan Hale. Ethan Hale with the interception there for a Norfolk Catholic has had some second-teamers in there. Ethan Hale gets the interception for a Norfolk Catholic, and that'll be just about the ball game here. With 51 seconds to play in the fourth quarter, Norfolk Catholic probably has to snap the ball one time, and we'll get out of here. As Norfolk Catholic is going to win it. They will move on to the last C1 state championship ball game next Tuesday morning at 10:15 at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. They will play either Wahoo or Plantview. That ball game gets underway tonight, about 50 minutes from right now in Plantview. So now we got another new quarterback in there for a Norfolk Catholic. They're just going to hand the ball away and go straight ahead, and that's going to be about all she wrote here. In there at quarterback for Norfolk Catholic is going to be Zach Pospisil, 5'10", 145-pound sophomore. So the younger kid's getting a chance to mop up here as the fans start to file toward the exits. 33 seconds to play here in this one. As head coach Jeff Beller probably will run one more play here. Let some of his youngsters get into the act here in the state semifinal ball game. Haas Pistol will have double tight ends. Wide receivers split to the right side. Backs in the I formation. Looks over the defense. Brings the ball back here. Running play across the 30. Out to about the 31-yard line. Carrying the ball there was Hunter Love. Hunter Love, the senior running back. And that's going to be the ball game. Norfolk Catholic is going to win the contest here tonight over the Minden Whippets by the score of 31-7. So the drive toward a state championship for Minden comes to an end here tonight. They're seeking their first state championship since 1977. They're going to come at least one game short here as the Knights out of Norfolk Catholic move on in the Class C1 state championship. They will seek their eighth championship next week at Memorial Stadium against either Wahoo or Plantview. The final score here in this one tonight was Norfolk Catholic 31. The Minden Whippets 7. Stay tuned for the Vons Printers halftime show, or rather the Vons Printers postgame show. It's coming up next on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back at Memorial Field in Norfolk here this evening as Norfolk Catholic eliminates the Minden Whippets out of the Class C1 State High School football playoffs. The Knights win it tonight by a score of 31-7. You're listening to the Vons Printers postgame show here tonight on The Breeze, your full-service printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Norfolk Catholic did not score in the ballgame until the 3:45 mark of the second quarter. Luke Lyons got loose there, came down the near sidelines, went 58 yards for the touchdown, had the Knights on the board 7-0 following the point after touchdown for a Norfolk Catholic, drilled through there by Drew Farley. Luke Lyons in there returned a punt for Norfolk Catholic after Minden could not do anything with the football. He went three plays and out. Luke Lyons had a nice return, took the ball down inside the red zone of Minden. A couple of plays later, Jordan Beller took it in from 5 yards out. Drew Farley added the extra point, and our halftime score was 14-0. That second score came with 31 seconds to play in the second quarter. So it was 14-0. Norfolk Catholic had the lead at halftime. The Knights added another touchdown in the third quarter with 4:06 remaining, a 14-yard touchdown pass from Jordan Beller to Riley Nate. After the PAT, it was 21-0 in favor of Norfolk Catholic. Minden was in backed up in their own territory, went into punt formation. The snap was low. Their punter for Minden was Jake Rafferty. Had a problem getting a hold of the ball, had to run it out of there. He was tackled at the 7-yard line. A couple of plays later, in fact, three plays later, Jordan Beller threw a touchdown pass to Riley Nake, his second touchdown reception in the third quarter. A point after touchdown was good, and with 1:37 to play in the third quarter, Norfolk Catholic had a 28-0 lead over Minden. The Knights scoring again. Actually, Minden then scored. They came right back and went on a four-play, 72-yard drive, and Derek Kissinger threw a 7-yard touchdown pass to Isaac Carlson. The PAT was good. That made the score 28-7. The final score came in the fourth quarter as a Norfolk Catholic drilled a 37-yard field goal off the foot of Drew Farley. That was good. And that's the way the ball game ends, with Norfolk Catholic winning on a score of 31-7 over Minden. So the Whippets will finish their season with a mark of 11 wins and one loss. Norfolk Catholic moves into the state championship ball game 1 week from today. It'll be on November the 22nd on a Tuesday, 10:15 starting time at Memorial Stadium. They'll play their Wahoo or Platteview in the championship game. Those two teams will square off at 7 o'clock tonight in Platteview. And the final score, it was Minden losing to Norfolk Catholic tonight by a score of 31-7. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the Vons Printers postgame show on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vons Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vons Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vons Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vons Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Get back at Memorial Field in Norfolk. Final score of 31-7 as Norfolk Catholic puts away the Minden Whippets here in the ball game, and just not a whole lot of offense for Minden to talk about here tonight.
Well, Mike, correct. You just had 28 attempts there in the second half, totaling 42 attempts of rushing the football in the game. Only 70 yards rushing the football overall. 28 attempts overall for Minden in the ballgame for 70 yards rushing. That was supposed to be the bread and butter. I got the passing going a little bit later in the second half, going 15 of 27 overall was Kissinger for 183 yards, but three crucial interceptions, Mike, and two of them really putting Norfolk Catholic in the scoring position, really allowing them to get up and get that lead built up in that second half. But you look at the Minden offensive performance and the special teams miscues, that was really the crucial point of this football game, as the Norfolk Catholic Knights had great field position to work with. The Minden defense, the Minden defense played really up to their potential. They played as well as advertised, but really put in a lot of tough situations, minus two big plays by the Norfolk Catholic Knights, one on that passing touchdown, and the other one, the Lions, a big run there in the first half. So Minden defense really playing well. It's just that special teams miscues, offensive miscues. Norfolk Catholic Knights did not have to work very hard offensively to build up that 31-7 lead.
So Norfolk Catholic had 215 yards rushing in the ballgame, 71 yards throwing the ball, so they had about 286 yards of total offense. Minden not far behind. They sent 253 yards. They got their passing game going late, came up with 183 yards, but only 28 attempts rushing the football tonight, 70 yards. And like you said, that was their bread and butter coming in. And and the butter was not nice to eat here tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, you look at the 28 attempts, you said, well, that's a Minden Whippet team. How could they have 28 attempts rushing the football? Mike, they didn't have the ball for a lot of this football game. Time of possession battle, I don't calculate the time of possession battle, but Norfolk Catholic, really, their offense was on the field quite a bit. They were able to sub in different running backs they had. I believe I had Norfolk Catholic having one. Seven guys touched the football for the Norfolk Catholic Knights, and that just led them to keep that running game fresh, keep their offense on the field. Minden really tired there in that second half, and it showed.
All right, so three games going on tonight. You've got the Wahoo-Platteview game starting at 7 o'clock. That's the other game in Class C1. The winner played Norfolk Catholic for the championship next week. And then the Class C2 state semifinals are going on tonight as well. North Platte St. Pat's playing Kearney Catholic tonight at Knights of Columbus Field. In the North Platte, Kearney Catholic, of course, knocking off Crofton in the quarterfinals a week ago. North Platte St. Pat's able to upend Hastings St. Cecilia. So those two teams are just getting started tonight in their football game. And later on tonight at 7 o'clock in David City, there'll be Aquinas taking on Lincoln Christian. Going to have three state championship games on Monday, three more on Tuesday down at Memorial Stadium in all six classes. And that will put the curtain down. Pulls the curtain on the 2011 high school football season next week down in Lincoln.
Well, Mike, just kind of some closing thoughts here. We see why this Norfolk Catholic team has been so dominant in Class C1 and has been that perennial powerhouse that they are. They were just defensively so much stronger, so much faster than the Minden Whippet. And we talked about it in the on our way on the drive up here. These Northeast football teams, there is something in the water here. Because you look at the other side of the bracket, so not just on C1, but in the other classes, D and B, it's those Northeast schools that are really, really making some noise here in this 2011 high school football season, minus that south side of the bracket in Class C2, which is underway over on 98.9.
All right, so this one in the books. Again, it was Norfolk Catholic knocking off Minden tonight by a score of 31-7 after Norfolk Catholic had a 14-0 halftime lead. That will wrap things up from Memorial Field in Norfolk tonight. For our producer and engineer, back to the radio station, Brad Bean. For Tyson Urbanic, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Norfolk.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.